Neil Wallace is the former editor of the Sunday People, from executive editor of the News of the World. John Cooper's QC at 25 Bedford Road. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. I can take a breather now and relax after keeping you two vaguely under control for the last hour. I have to say, actually, I'm actually done, not just for the day or the week, but done for the month, it would seem, because I'm actually off next week. The wonderful James Max will be sitting in for me, so I'll end up being back in April. Where did the first few months of this year go? But delighted to welcome, as I'm contractually obliged to say, John Holmes to the studio.
Hi, Julia Hartley Brewer.
Hi, that was really creepy. You've got to stop doing that.
All right. it's Friday, of course. You have a panel on a Friday. Your esteemed panel, here they are.
I didn't say esteemed.
No, that's true, you didn't.
Normal
service will be resumed this afternoon after the last couple of days when we changed everything that we're doing. Today, once again, on a Friday, this is what we do. We take all the haters' texts and tweets and all the abuse we get online, and rather than report it or put it in the bin or ignore it, we give it to a man called Con. He takes it to the lift. He reads it out loud on the radio as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Con Descending.
It works. It works every time. I've just waved at them saying we don't have time for anyone to laugh.
No.
Oh, Neil, yawn. That's harsh.
I laughed when I first heard it. I have to say.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Right, that's Mr.
A long
John.
Time ago, yeah.
That's me. I can't control them. That's John Holmes will be with you after 1 o'clock. I'm away next week. Back there the week
Hooray!
After. Yeah, stop it, everybody. Right. Have a wonderful afternoon. Have a great weekend, a great week. Stay safe. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now, with a huge range of trade products and brands at low trade prices. Grab a copy for your van in one of our 290 stores nationwide today. TradePoint. Trade brands. Trade prices. Trade only.
TradePoint! Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
And it's all change in the new season of Formula One on Channel 4. With new rules, faster cars, wider tyres, louder engines, fresh rivalries, quicker laps and closer races.
Race into the unknown. Formula One starts this weekend on Channel 4.
There's a person who can spot threats in the sky before they become threats. They can reassemble a pistol in 15 seconds and maintain equipment so advanced most don't even know it exists. That person's you. There are more than 50 roles to choose from in the RAF. You'll receive world-class training to develop new and existing skills. And you can do it full-time as a regular or in your spare time as a reservist. Find your role in the RAF. Search RAF Recruitment now.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. And our latest clever product, the Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge, has just got even better. It's now been officially tested to lift up to a massive 140 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The new, improved Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Now up to 140 kilos. Available from builders merchants nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
This weekend in The Times, men reveal the truth about the other women in their lives, their mums, and explain why mama really does know best. Plus, don't just send flowers. Find the perfect way to treat her with our last-minute gift guide. Pick up your copy of The Times this Saturday.
Don't miss our trade-exclusive, one-week-only catalogue launch deals, like 10% off all tiling, flooring and Leyland trade paint. See in-store or online for more. Hurry, offers end Sunday 26th of March. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint!
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock Friday. I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up here from people who spoke to the Westminster attacker. £500,000 raised for the family of murdered PC, and Belgium driver on terrorism charge over Antwerp attack.
Talk Radio.
Some of the last people to speak to Khalid Massoud before he went on to kill four people in a terrorist attack in Westminster say he was very polite. A businessman who stayed in the same hotel in Brighton the night before the attacks, there was nothing in his conduct that made him suspicious. Sabir Toumi is the manager of the Preston Park Hotel.
It is very shocking because these days you don't know who's the bad ones and the good ones. So he stayed with us twice. He was normal guest, friendly. We never thought anything of him. He was just like any other guest.
There are fears the death toll could rise with two people still in a critical condition in hospital, while police say two more significant arrests have been made. A Just Giving page set up to raise money for the family of PC Keith Palmer has passed £500,000. Steve White is from the Police Federation.
The tributes to the police officer that lost his life, Keith Palmer, and indeed the actions of his colleagues, were most welcome. For that, there is no doubt. Having said that, it's something that I already knew. It's something that the police service already knew. And of course, the actions that happen on Wednesday are actions that happen up and down the country every single day of the week. And it's a message that we've been trying to drive home.
In other news, a man detained in the Belgian city of Antwerp yesterday has been charged with terrorism offences, including attempted murder. A car drove at high speed through a busy shopping area, forcing pedestrians to jump out the way. And a decision on the new sentence for Royal Marine Alexander Blackman has been delayed until Tuesday. His conviction for killing a Taliban fighter in Afghanistan has been reduced from murder to manslaughter on the grounds of diminished responsibility.
Got the weather, have you?
Yes.
Excellent. Bring it on.
Radio National Weather.
National weather, mind.
All right. Okay. Bright and sunny for most, yep. But a stiff breeze affecting some southern areas in northern Scotland. Highs of 13 degrees.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John. How are you?
All right, you?
I'm good, thanks.
Marvellous. Now, we've got much to talk about because we're back, by the way, if you just tune in, we are back to sort of normal programming, certainly throughout the show today. Yesterday, of course, we were running suspended what we normally do. To carry on talking about the terrible events in Westminster earlier in the week. And the podcast that we're putting out today will sort of be half and half, really, half of this stuff, but also a lot of interesting things from the last couple of days. David Baddiel, for instance, talking about how to write comedy in the face of terrible events and that kind of thing. So it's quite an interesting show yesterday, but there's bits of it on the podcast, which you find at talkradio.co.uk or at iTunes. Victoria, you were off yesterday.
I was.
You went to an awards ceremony.
I did.
Yeah.
Who would have thought I would go to one of those?
Not anyone listening to this. And there's a tale to tell, isn't there?
Yeah.
We'll hold on to that. Keep our powder dry there, Victoria.
All right.
I know what happened. While you were there. So then, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. The Republic of Ireland will look to at least hold
Ben's
on to their position at the top of
Ben's
World
gone to
Cup
Dublin
qualifying
on the
Group D this evening. They take on third place Wales, who are 4 points behind them. Martin O'Neill's side are 2 points ahead of Serbia, who are in second. Tottenham's Dele Alli has been given a three-match European club ban by UEFA. The midfielder has been suspended after getting sent off in their Europa League draw with Ghent at Wembley last month. Meanwhile, Arsenal have been fined £4,300 by UEFA after a supporter ran onto the pitch in their Champions League lost to Bayern Munich. They were beaten 5-1 in North London earlier this month to seal a 10-2 aggregate defeat in their last 16 tie. In Formula One, Lewis Hamilton says he's relieved his Mercedes car improved from testing to help him dominate the opening two practice sessions ahead of Sunday's Australian Grand Prix. The three-time world champion set the quickest time in Melbourne today. And British number one Johanna Konta gets her Miami Open tennis campaign underway this evening. She takes on qualifier Alexandra Sasnovic of Belarus in round two, having received a bye in the first round. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Well, look there now. Look there now. That was not Ben at all.
No.
That was Pete Abbott, who we're bringing as our pre-recorded sport today because unbeknownst to me, no one tells me these things, apparently Ben is on a stag weekend in Dublin.
John, you've been walking through the office and Patabit was sat there clearly. Ben, clearly not there.
Don't take any notice of that kind of thing.
Well, maybe you should.
Maybe Ben pre-recorded his stag weekend. I assume Ben pre-recorded his stag weekend a couple of weeks ago and would be here to do it. Really.
It's not his stag, it's someone else's stag.
Well, he could have pre-recorded that. Anyway, there's an afternoon programme on the way. You know, it's Friday and it's all been a bit of a week, hasn't it, if we're honest? Mm. So we thought we'd bring you a normal Friday, kick back and, you know, just cheer ourselves up a bit. 1:05, let's do this thing.
Talk Radio.
When you're building a great business, only one thing really matters. people. And for the best people, you need the job site used by more UK candidates than any other. Find your people today at Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio, and yes, I am.
Dwayne Adams.
Well, I understand what sperm does.
Triggle?
Did you say triggle? I think you did.
Hugh Dennis off of things. He's from the Royal Aeronautical Society. There. Drones that can fly donuts to the police. Spotted. Which way are you voting, Joe?
Out.
Out. And Brian?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What would you like to see slung under a drone?
Yeah. Happy move. Yeah.
There can be only one, in the words of Highlander.
I am frankly dashing.
That kind of keeps the movement moving in a rhythmic...
Yeah, with his mum. Two beautiful people have a problem, do they?
What's wrong with you moaning, Minnie?
To let the mood be non-specific, right?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
Right, so good afternoon then to you. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. Welcome. And after our suspension of usual programming over the past couple of days due to what we'll call events, today we are back to the usual insightful and hard-hitting level of news broadcasting that regular listeners have come to expect from us. I think by now you're itching for an alternative to the rolling news coverage that we've been having. And this is it. Hello, then. A particular mention, by the way, while on that subject, must go today to the front page of the Daily Mail for their staggering scoop. I don't know whether you've seen the front page of the Mail today. And I quote, "Yesterday it took the Mail 2 minutes on the web to find a terrorist manual on how to use a car for mass murder." 2 minutes? That long? 2 minutes? You're on dial-up or something? What... The Mail office got the same Wi-Fi as we have. Well, I can't, because it'd take you half an hour to get online in this office. But really, though, I mean, really, you need to put that on the front of the paper? Pretty sure no one needs to Google to figure that out, really. The answer is clearly drive it at people because you're a murderous, cowardly arse pipe. But I'm not sure that the Mail needed a manual for that. Well, it's the Mail, though, so you know. Anyway, welcome along. 1 to 4 in the afternoons. It's the bit of Talk Radio. That's the bit of Talk Radio this is. And we are not being cowed, by the way, just in case anyone from Fox News is listening and thinks Katie Hopkins is right. No one's defiantly going about their business either, to be clear. Everyone's just sort of getting on with it, because, you know... And so we shall. Normal service resumed, then, as we begin to invite your entries for the made-up news story that will be in the bulletin at 2 o'clock. Victoria, as you know, is here. Hello, Victoria.
Hi, John.
She's got a mouth. It's this one.
This mouth.
She owns and operates it. If you're a new listener, allow me to explain what this is. All right, it's where you get your chance to dabble in the medium of fake news. Okay, it's all the rage, isn't it? Just write a couple of sentences, make up a news story from scratch, send it to us... And fake news gets celebrated rather than castigated in the 2 o'clock bulletin each weekday. You're invited to the alternative fact party at 2 o'clock. Here's the way to get us your nonsense. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's a text thing. You can use Twitter as well. What's Twitter? Oh, at Talk Radio, that's right.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That's it. And it's there to confuse the people who don't listen to this bit of the programme, of course. They'll hear a lie in the news and believe it, because it's in the news, and that's what you'd expect. Also this hour, pointless showbiz gossip roundup. Showbiz tossip, if you will. As a man from TalkSport, who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, goes through the showbiz. Today, it's our sort of... showbiz correspondent from TalkSport replacement service, because Reese, who does it normally, isn't here. So Moose is coming in instead. Moose. Moose. There's our brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz. If you'd like to have a go on that, then, well, you can. Three easy questions about stuff that happened on the programme over the past 5 days. Have a go at it, why don't you? It's mostly down to guesswork, if I'm honest. The number's the same as the other one. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk. Start your message with any word you'd like.
And I know how you've missed it, as we didn't do it yesterday, but Japanese poetry explaining the news is back. It's the news in haikus, of course, as we run through some of the day's big stories via Oriental short form verse. And the only reason Radio 4's Today programme don't do that is because they haven't thought of it. There's work experience punditry today as well. And it's a Friday. It's where we get our work experiences out of the office and into the studio, giving them actual, generally, I don't know, it's just proper, isn't it? It's proper work experience in the media. That's why they're here. And photocopying, making the tea just isn't going to cut the mustard there, is it? So we give them real work experience by getting them to review stuff. Work experience punditry today. Well, in a distressing time after this week's awful events, we've got relentlessly happy work experience Josh in with us today for a roundup of the week's movies, right? He's promising today a Disney special. God help us all. Honestly, Josh wouldn't be cowed, right? Josh wouldn't be cowed if a cow fell on him. I'll tell you, he wouldn't. He's the most relentlessly upbeat person I've ever met. I'm right. He'll be here going through Disney films. His choice. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock, of course. All your reactions this afternoon. A man will be in a lift as well. Hello, Con.
Hello.
Hello. As it travels downwards through the building, he'll be reading out the haters' texts and tweets that we've had over the past 5 days that we don't discard, we don't report, we don't delete. No, we give them to Cornelius and he reads them out as the lift goes downwards through the building. It's a feature we call condescending. And if you do hate this show, or me, or any of the people that work on it, there's still time to get your hate in too, as you can do that as well. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
But use the word hate. It's what Twitter's for, isn't it? There's live music as we drag a busker in off the streets. That's what we do on a Friday for the final half an hour. Performing for us live in the studio, it's our busker session. And we have hot guest action for you today. We will be joined by the star of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them that isn't Eddie Redmayne. That's right, it's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Dan Fogler will be here. Ginger Dave not producing today, not producing. Asprod Cass. Not here either.
Oh.
No. Not here, I know. She's ill. She's ill. I think she ate a bad egg. She's ill. She's feels absolutely awful. Dreadful, apparently. She's never been happier. Marta's through the glass today. I'm Marta.
Hi, John.
Hi there.
It's Marta. Off of Mondays and Tuesdays.
It is Marta's off. But she's not doing the buttons today.
What?
She's being cast today.
Oh, so she's doing nothing.
That's right. Apart from smelling of an egg. Yeah. Being a witch. Chloe's on the buttons today. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi, Chloe.
Victoria is engorged with news.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm paid into Cornelius. Does this mean you're producing then, does it?
I am the king of the show.
It's Talk Radio. Any words you don't want me to say particularly?
Yes, the ones that we sat down about. The ones that we had that sit-down conversation about.
I don't remember that.
Well,
great news, Cornelius is producing. And last time you did that, Ofcom. Right.
Not true.
It is true. Anyway, so we're going to start, as we like to get into today's big story with some music. All you have to do is try and figure out what today's big story is from the clues in the song. It links us neatly from the menu to the big story.
But I can't.
I mean, really?
Don't know.
Okay. Who'd have thought that?
I know.
I know, well. You think you know people. Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. So then, we're playing Taylor Swift on the rest. Stop singing, Cunning, she's spoiling it. It's Shake It Off. It's Taylor Swift, of course. And we're playing it on the radio because it gets us to today's big story. But of course, as I say, the clues are there. What is the big story? Taylor Swift. Shake It Off. What could the clues possibly be? Play along at home just for fun. Cornelius has been working hard on the clues in the studio, scribbling it down, trying to make the link between the big story we'll be discussing in a moment on the radio and that song. So, Cornelius, what have you got to?
Is it the story we're doing?
Yes, it's the story we're doing.
Ah, okay.
There's one word in the song, and that word, Cornelius, is hate. My friend, she's like, oh my God, I'm just going to shake into the fellas over there with the hella good hair. Won't you come on over, baby, we can shake, shake, shake. Yeah. Because, of course, one of the side effects of things like the terrible events of the past few days is what it does to people on social media. It brings out, basically, of course, the haters. Everybody's got an opinion. But the more vocal they are, it seems the more attention they get. And yes, I am looking at you, Katie Hopkins, and your ilk. Those that seem to use events like what happened on Wednesday as a tool for self-promotion. Yeah, Katie Hopkins, get yourself on Fox News and then just vent a load of rhetoric that isn't even in any way true about the City of London coming to a standstill. That's essentially what happened. It's an interesting psychological stance. It's an interesting... The reasons that people do it, what are they? What drives them? I think it's worth talking about. Again, it's another angle to what we have been talking about all week. Since those events, and approaching it in a slightly different way, which is kind of what we like to do. So how do the people that automatically jump on these events for their own promotional, it seems promotional ends, tick? What makes them tick? We're going to try and get to not the bottom of it, but at least we're going to make a dive into it just to find out, you know, some of the psychology behind why these people might say what they do. And yes, again, Katie Hopkins, I am looking at you. Marta's through the glass today. Marta, hi Marta.
Bonjour.
Hi, Marta.
Hi, John.
How are you feeling today?
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hungover?
No.
That's gone then, has it?
Huh?
It's gone then, has it?
Sorry, I don't understand English.
All of a sudden. Yes. Could you get us a guest, please?
Only because I want to, not because you asked me to.
Okay, fine. Marta will get... She understood that, all right. Marta's going to get us a guest, and we're going to be talking about that next. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday, every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Oh, look, it's a postcard from Steve and Lou. Having a wonderful time in Ibiza, very hot, wish you were here. And happy birthday, Mike. Best wishes. And if you get poorly, get well soon. All the best, SNL.
Like getting your money's worth? Enjoy the delicious 99p mayo chicken, part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In March, we've got a Passload IM360 CI lithium ion framing nailer for an amazing £349.99 ex-vac with free next day delivery when you buy online. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
With Jet2.com, you can choose from 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca. You can fly from as little as £42. Plus, enjoy a huge 22 kilograms baggage allowance. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay.
Oh, Liz, you're such a hoarder. There's so much stuff in this wardrobe, some have even got new tags. I mean, when was the last time you fitted into these?
Leather trousers.
Look at the heels on those.
Vintage platform shoes.
And how many of these do you need?
Designer handbags.
And what is this?
Dazzling disco jumpsuits. With millions of buyers ready and waiting, there's no better place for you to sell than eBay. The ultimate way to streamline your wardrobe shop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Started off in Ripley in Surrey, where we've got two lanes closed in queuing traffic due to an accident on the A3 northbound between Ockham Road North and Junction 10 for the M25. In Essex, it's looking slow due to an early accident on the M11 northbound between Junctions 8 and 9, but all lanes have now been reopened. And in Manchester, we have one lane closed and heavy moving traffic. That's because of a broken down lorry on the M60 anti-clockwise between Junctions 13 for Worsley and Junction 12 for the Eccles interchange. Lane 1 is closed there.
Right now, if you're driving, you could have Presense City keeping an extra pair of eyes on the road, ready to activate emergency braking, if it's needed. You could be letting clever options like adaptive cruise control automatically slow you down and accelerate. You could have complete connectivity with smartphone interface that controls your phone's maps, music, and messages. Right now, you could be driving the all-new Audi Q5. Book a test drive at your local Audi centre. The all-new Audi Q5. Now is calling. Audi. Vorsprong durch Technik.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy to let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. I am John Holmes and you are listening to Talk Radio. Yes, that's what it is. Of course, quite apart from the horrific and sad deaths and injuries caused by the terrorist who launched his attack on Westminster this week, there is another appalling side to tragedies such as this. And that appalling side is called Katie Hopkins. Katie Hopkins and her ilk. In case you missed it, Britain's Twitter troll-in-chief has been busy responding to terrorism by getting herself on America's Fox News network.
People are cowed by one particular religion, which is promoted by the Muslim mayor, Sadiq Khan, son of the bus driver. You know, that's his only credential. People are cowed. People are afraid. And people are not united. Great Britain is more disunited. It is absolutely divided more than any time in its past. And we are, in fact, a nation of ghettos. I think liberals here actually think multiculturalism means we all die together, and that's not a view I support.
Hopkins there. On the well-known balanced US media outlet, where she's telling their balanced presenters how London has fallen. and it's Fox News. So I'm guessing what probably happened. Now, I didn't see it, right? But obviously, that's the clip we have. But I'm guessing what happened is that Fox News showed some clips of the Gerard Butler film London Has Fallen, right? And then got Katie Hopkins to talk them through it as though
it's
that were
a film review.
As a documentary, though, yeah, to them, isn't it? So she probably told, you know, she probably told Fox News that Gerard Butler, who was born in Scotland, had changed his name to Jarabia Butt Muslim or something and had gone on a spree. And London was cowed, she said there. Ironically, said the mad cow, seemingly missing the fact that it wasn't at all. But she's not the only one to capitalise on events like this, certainly this week's events, as an excuse to push a deliberately worded, I don't know, provocative agenda. On the line to talk to us about this, Rupert Myers, political correspondent, British GQ. Hello, Rupert.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Rupert. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us. Interesting, isn't it? This sort of thing happens. People like Katie Hopkins there push themselves wherever they can to get exposure, I guess. Is that what simply why they're doing it, Rupert?
Well, I think there's a number of factors at play. I mean, firstly, you do have the slightly mawkish people first responding to the scene in terms of providing comment, like Tommy Robinson rocking up to sort of make political capital out of an obscene terrorist attack.
Yep.
Then you have the second wave of the media desperately searching for people to go to sort of sensationalize what was obviously an extremely traumatic incident, but actually in the great scheme of things, one of the more minor terrorist attacks that we've suffered in Europe in recent years. And people like Katie Hopkins blowing it out of all proportion. I mean, there's two factors there. Firstly, it's television and radio producers going after people who say inflammatory and exaggerated things. And secondly, when you're Katie Hopkins and your entire career basically relies upon being ever more shocking and sensational, then ultimately you're going to end up talking drivel like she was by doing Britain Down and saying that we were all terrified. But just to give a bit of balance, you criticize Fox News for not being balanced. I mean, it's fair to say that talk radio's own Julia Hartley Brewer tweeted some absolute nonsense after the attacks in Westminster about how prayer and religion were the source of all terrible things. And also Jeremy Corbyn's advisor, Seamus Milne, only 2 days after 9/11, wrote a piece for The Guardian in which he effectively victim-blamed America and said that the poor jihadis sacrificed their lives to stop a country that, quote, can't see why it's hated. So, I mean, these things come from all sides of the political spectrum, and they aren't just a feature on Fox News.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, you're right. I mean, what is the point of it, though? Is it a case of going, right, I know what's going to get the Liberals worked up, and so I'm just going to word it in such a way that it's deliberately provocative, and knowing full well it's going to start, and let's use Twitter as the example, a Twitter row that may get bigger traction. And then the second part of that question is are we then not, but so everyone who sort of engages with that kind of stuff, just simply giving it the oxygen of publicity anyway? Would it be better to ignore it?
I think it's dangerous to ignore it. Right. I mean, because you're right, we are playing into the hands of people who sensationalize these events. But if we just ignore them, they don't stop existing. They don't stop attracting an audience. Let's not pretend. I mean, Katie Hopkins sure as heck doesn't speak for Britain, but it's not like she doesn't speak for anybody. She does have a following. And so those people who peddle hatred on all sides of the political spectrum do voice an opinion that finds an audience. What we did for a long time was kind of ignore that audience. We didn't engage with them. And I think as a result, they surprised us. So, I do think it's incumbent upon us to stand up and say, despite the fact that it gives us some attention, no, actually, this is rubbish, and the British people are not terrified, and we are perfectly united and getting on with our lives today.
Yeah, okay. I mean, what I find interesting as well, I think, about this is, now, I you may have done as well, and you may have a different opinion, but I've you know, met Katie Hopkins, right? I've not worked with her exactly, but I've been radio show as her in the past, and in person find her perfectly pleasant. And I just get the impression that it's a kind of, I've established this persona, I've established what I am and what I do, and I'll get paid 150 quid or 75 quid to go on that thing, to review that newspaper, or to say the words they're expecting me to say. And as you rightly said, Rupert, you know, they are booked for a reason, because they know it's going to be interesting. You know, we're talking about it now, and that's the kind of point, I suppose, and playing clips of the Fox News thing, because they know it's provocative. But in real life, actually not necessarily, they're just sort of playing a character. Is that fair?
Yeah, it is fair. I mean, I've met Katie Hopkins briefly. I've met Miley Imopoulos. I haven't met Julia Hartley Brewer, but I mean, these people tend to be.
Nobody's met Julia Hartley Brewer, Rupert, if I'm honest.
She's the exception to that case.
Nobody's actually met her. We're not allowed to look at her. She insists that no one looks at her when she comes in. She's wheeled in a crate like Dracula.
I think what their true believers really don't get is that it is a bit of an act. It is a put on, and it would be exhausting to be that angry and sensational and extreme all the time.
Yeah.
And so nobody can manage it, and they do it for performance. And here we are, we're all talking about it.
Yeah,
but the problem is, if you just left them to do it on Fox News and you let them get away with it without calling them up on it, you'd be parking that problem, and it would be getting worse somewhere later down the road. We have to challenge these people. And look, last time Katie Hopkins was successfully challenged, it was when she wrote about people in the Mediterranean dying and being like cockroaches. And as a result of that, she lost her job with the Sun newspaper. So, you know, there can be a positive effect that comes from calling
people out. And then got snapped up by the Mail. Rupert, thank you very much. That's Rupert Myers, political correspondent, British GQ there. With an interesting take. Yeah, you know, it's almost a career move, I suppose, now to do that. I might start doing it. Because Katie Hopkins is successful, isn't she, right? And Julia does all right out of it. So I might, Piers Morgan says things, and he's famous.
Mm.
I might just start saying radical things on here. Hey, look, it's a talk radio platform. If I just start saying offensive, radical ideology, I might, get more Twitter followers, and then I might go on Fox News and that, and get paid 75 quid for reviewing the papers on Sky. It could be excellent.
75.
It's about that. Maybe it's about 150, can't remember. Anyway, just an idle thought there. Your reactions on it, of course. This is the usual, isn't it? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. And look, Victoria's got the news just after 1 here.
Talk Radio.
Prince Charles has visited victims of the Westminster terror attack in hospital. Two of the 50 people injured remain critically ill. 9 people are now being questioned after Khalid Massoud killed 4 people on Wednesday. Scotland Yard's anti-terror officer Mark Rowley is appealing for any information about the 52-year-old, whose birth name is Adrian Russell Adjo.
Whilst there is still no evidence of further threats, you will understand our determination is to find out if either he acted totally alone, inspired by perhaps terrorist propaganda, or if others have encouraged, supported or directed him.
In just over 24 hours, a fundraising campaign for the family of murdered police officer Keith Palmer has passed the £500,000 mark. 3 people have been arrested after the death of a baby in Preston. Emergency services were called to a house yesterday morning, but the 19-month-old girl died in hospital. A decision on the new sentence for a Royal Marine who shot dead an injured Taliban fighter in Afghanistan will be announced next week. Alexander Blackman was originally found guilty of murder, but his conviction was downgraded last week on the grounds of diminished responsibility. The court-martial appeal court says the 42-year-old will be sentenced for manslaughter on Tuesday. And health officials have apologised to the family of a baby after they sent an air ambulance to the wrong Scottish island. NHS Grampian dispatched the aircraft to a hospital in Shetland last Friday to pick up the patient, who was in Orkney. The weather bright and sunny for most, but breeze affecting some southern areas in northern Scotland. Highs of 13 degrees. There's more in 25 minutes.
There is more in 25 minutes, Victoria. Yeah. You're absolutely correct. And it will be, of course, the news at 2 o'clock, which will contain a made-up, fabricated news lie. Now, the reason we do that, of course, is because we know people don't necessarily listen to this bit of the program, because it's lunchtime. The data indicates that this is lunchtime, and so they may not be glued to the radio. However, at 2 o'clock, the data also indicate that they come back, and the first thing they hear is the news, because it's at the top of the hour. And what we like to do then is put a made-up news story in there to confuse them, and we'd like you to supply it. Just a couple of sentences, you can send it to us and hear Victoria say your actual words as fact. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll be doing it in the next half an hour, along with showbiz from a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. It's coming next.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night Ian Lee, tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late Night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay then, those made-up news stories, please. It's alternative facts and fake news, but instead of being castigated, we celebrate the notion. We've been doing it long before it was even a thing here on Talk Radio, so why not scribble down some nonsense and get it to us? And as I say, you could hear your words coming out of Victoria at 2 p.m. What's been coming in, Cornelius? What's come in so far?
This is from Malcolm.
Hi, Malcolm.
Who says that we are now just hearing reports that Russia has annexed Eurovision. The country's contestant was not allowed to enter the Ukraine to take part in the competition. Troops have stormed the arena where it is being held. And there's also reports that Graham Norton is trapped inside.
Thank you.
Not to say what.
This has come in as well. From Lisa. Just hours into her visit to Russia, there are reports that the French far-right presidential candidate Marine Le Pen has been secretly filmed in her hotel room taking part in crude activities with a number of sex workers. It is thought she's trying to mirror Donald Trump's election campaign in every single possible way. And apropos, by the way, of our discussion just before the news there, about the idea of people like Katie Hopkins and so on going on Twitter and expounding views that they know are going to get a reaction, whether it's deliberate or not, and with career move and all the rest of it. Christine's been on. She says, John, maybe people like Katie Hopkins firmly believe in what views they have. Many people also have the same view. That's from... That's what she's written there. And Julia Hartley Brewer is maybe right. Maybe she's just scared. A lot of people are scared. And Katie's talking for a lot of people. That's from Karen. And then there's this one that's come in from Jeff that just says Katie Hopkins is a bum face.
Yes.
I think all
excellent,
all balanced, yeah. Balanced views there, which is the point, isn't it? Anyway, you can get us your thoughts. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any words.
Any word you like. Next on the programme, a man from Talk Sport, it's Moose today, will be bringing us a roundup of showbiz. He's a man with no knowledge of or interest in showbiz. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Can I help, madam?
I was just having a look at the Nissan Qashqai over there, and someone left this briefcase full of so much money.
£2,150, to be exact. It's a brand new feature.
A new feature?
Yes. If you buy it this March, that's how much we'll put towards your deposit.
For March only, Nissan are contributing £2,150 towards your new Qashqai, up to £2,550 towards a Juke, and £3,150 towards an X-Trail at 3.99% APR representative. And hurry, new Nissans registered by the 31st of March will avoid the increase in government road tax, so head to your local Nissan dealer now. Contribution only available with Nissan Finance. Subject to status, over 18s. Participating dealers only. Excludes Vizier grade. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk. Money won't really be in a briefcase.
Introducing Domino's new Walk-In Win.
Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with Click and Collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
Right now, at the Perfume Shop, save £13 off the RRP on a 30ml bottle of Paco Rabanne Lady Million, just £29.99. Visit us in-store or shop online at theperfumeshop.com. The Perfume Shop, 25 years of making perfect scents for Mother's Day. Offer while stocks last, valid from the 23rd to the 26th of March.
Will City nick it at the death? Will the big man bag another brace? Will the midfield maestro get a straight red? For kicking a ball boy? What are the odds of that? If you reckon you know where a game's heading, bet in play at 10bet.co.uk. You'll get a first deposit bonus of up to £200. And with hundreds of in-play betting markets, when it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
When a stroke strikes, the damage spreads like a fire in the brain. When you spot any single one of the signs, think and act fast. F, face. Has it fallen on one side? A, arms. Can they raise them? S, speech. Is it slurred? T, time to dial 999. The faster you act, the better their chances. So even if you're not sure, act fast. Make the call. Dial 999.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starts off in Essex, where the M11 is moving slowly due to an early accident. That's northbound between junctions 8 and 9. All lanes have now been reopened. Moving on to Warwickshire now, we've got queuing traffic and severe delays due to an early accident on the M6 southbound between junctions 3 and 2. Congestion is all the way to the M6 toll. All lanes have now been reopened, but travel time is now 90 minutes. And in Staffordshire, we have severe delays and a road closed due to emergency repairs. That's in both directions between junctions 14 and 15.
Right now, if you're driving, you could have Presense City keeping an extra pair of eyes on the road, ready to activate emergency braking, if it's needed. You could be letting clever options like adaptive cruise control automatically slow you down and accelerate. You could have complete connectivity with smartphone interface that controls your phone's maps, music, and messages. Right now, you could be driving the all-new Audi Q5. Book a test drive at your local Audi centre. The all-new Audi Q5. Now is calling. Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. I am John Holmes and you are listening to Talk Radio. And, well, you know, it's been an interesting week for news, hasn't it? The time of the news and the news. I mean, if we know what's on the front pages, of course, we know all of that. We know what's going on. You know, it's there's other stuff as well, but, you know, within the news agenda, it tends to get sidelined, doesn't it, when something as big as what's happened this week happens, of course, because that's what the press and indeed the news cycle is concerned with. However, let's not forget there's other stuff out there. And a way for us to analyse it, to bring it to you, really, because it is quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
Well, don't you worry, Cornelius, because we are here. It is back. Our way of analysing the news through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the obvious way when you think about it. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Talk Radio wins. Journalism Award must have been corrupted.
The news in haiku. Listening to Talk Radio, of course, that much is obvious because I just said that's what it is, and you just heard a bit of production telling you that as well moments ago. Now it's time for today's showbiz roundup. It's what we do on a Friday, and it's brought to you by a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. He's our go-to replacement showbiz correspondent service. When Reese is off, it's only Moose in the studio. Hello, Moose.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Oh. My headphones just fell off.
Yeah, that's good.
That's fine. Okay, I blame the terrorists. So, you know, showbiz, isn't it? Have you had a showbiz-filled week, Moose?
I have had a showbiz. Yeah. By the way, happy birthday to one of my good friends. You know that on Twitter.
That you do that a lot, yeah.
Picture, have a good day, yeah. My good friend. Yeah. Alan Sugar.
Right. Are any of them actually your good friends? I mean, genuinely. I mean, really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Are you good friends with Alan Sugar?
No, not Alan Sugar.
Well, only, there you go.
I've never met Alan Sugar. Actually, I have. I met Alan Sugar about nearly 20 years ago.
Right.
When Spurs got fined, and there was he appealed against it, and there was a big FA disciplinary hearing.
Right.
And it was at a hotel, the Hilton, near Watford.
Yeah.
And I was on the stairs interviewing him, and actually, the press, the paparazzi took a big, like, wide shot, and I'm in the picture.
Oh, I see. So technically, you're able to. Because it's always the tradition is when you wish someone happy birthday that you pretend to be friends with.
So technically, I have got a picture of me and Alan Sugar.
Yeah. I met Alan Sugar once because I worked. Oh, this is showbiz.
Sweet?
He's showbiz, isn't he?
Is he sweet?
No, he's an awful git.
Okay.
I mean,
say that, can you?
Yeah, I just did. He's a really, really deeply unpleasant, rude, offensive man. And I worked with him because he did The Apprentice. And
did
I
fire you?
No, I wasn't on The Apprentice, Moose. I was presenting the podcast spin-off from The Apprentice.
Called?
The Apprenticast.
The Apprenticast. Yeah. What a name that is.
I know. It wasn't my idea. Anyway, so I was presenting that, and I was very much the replacement go-to emergency service when Richard Bacon was off, because it was his. So I went in, and I met Alan Sugar, and terribly rude man.
Richard Bacon?
No, he's all right.
No, he tells porkies.
He's fine, Richard Bacon.
Hey.
He's all right.
Right, anyway, birthday boy Alan Sugar, right, has donated more than 25 grand. What's that to Alan Sugar?
Nothing.
That's like me giving you a fiver.
That's one Amstrad emailing telephone.
It's really poor, isn't it? Anyway, he's donating 25 grand to a charity who have a great evening tonight, and they're meant to be quite funny.
Yeah.
Called?
Comic Relief, is
well,
it?
Well, there we go. To force Arsenal fan Piers Morgan to wear a Spurs shirt and stay silent for 24 hours. Can Piers Morgan really... Can anybody stay silent for 24 hours? You can't, can you?
Well, if you're on your own, no one would know. So if I was going to be sponsored to stay silent for 24 hours, I'd just go and watch some films. And they spend my day doing that, and it would be brilliant.
Mm.
So,
well, anyway, Sugar then stumped up another $5,000 to ban Piers Morgan from taking to Twitter, because of course that's the way you could talk to people, isn't it? Without actually talking.
That's true.
To
actually, yeah.
Piers then challenged Telefans on his TV show in the mornings to pay $50,000 to see Alan Sugar don the colours of the rival London team. Arsenal.
Right. Where are we in this pantheon of tits
for
tats? I have
no idea, because I've lost the other bit of the paper.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter, because that's the point of the exercise, is you don't care,
absolutely.
And neither do
and
I.
Nor do I. So, Emma Thompson, do you like her?
I do quite like Emma Thompson, yes.
Asked out on a date by Donald Trump.
Really?
Yeah. Shortly after her divorce to Kenneth Branagh. Have you just been divorced by somebody? Would you want to go out with, like, a president or a prime minister, or let's say, for example, you dumped Mrs. H today, right?
Yeah.
Would you ring up Theresa May and say,
I would actually, yeah.
Would you?
I think I would. I think that's the way I'd go. Not necessarily, but you've got to move on, haven't you? And I don't think Theresa May would mind being my sort of
number two.
Yeah, number
plus
two.
Plus one.
Sort of, well, and the you know, that sort of on the rebound, isn't it?
Yes.
I would rebound off Theresa May, I think. If she wanted me. Not in a Donald Trump grabbing way, let me be very clear, but, you know, should, and I don't mean physically rebound off Theresa May. No, I definitely don't mean that.
Metaphorically,
I would go out with Theresa May. Maybe to Pizza Express or something.
Just quickly, I mean, have you ever known a female politician? I mean, like, you know, a prime minister or a queen or whatever.
What, in
really,
a carnal sense, no.
It's really kind of...
Well, I don't feel it's right and proper for me to comment. What about you?
I don't think he's really right in probably the comment. Okay. Anyway, apparently Emma Thompson made the shock confession during an appearance on Swedish News. Saying the politician, who's 70, asked her out on a date years before he became president. He was 57 at the time.
I'm going to say it'd been weird if he'd phoned her up on the inauguration day, wouldn't it? And gone, Emma, you up for it?
Emma once turned down an offer from Donald Trump to stay in Trump Tower and have dinner with him.
Right.
Doesn't say if he was going to stay in Trump Towers as well, but
dinner
was very firmly on the agenda. Right, it says here, no apology, no message of support. Denise Van Outen lays into Toey's Chloe Lewis. Who's Chloe Lewis?
I don't know. I know who Denise Van Outen is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was in... She used to be on the telly.
She did. She was. She used to do
with morning TV
with Johnny Vaughan, The Big Breakfast.
That's it.
Yeah, there you go.
That's it. Yeah. The Big Breakfast.
I knew we'd get there in the end. Yeah, she did.
That wasn't the one with Roland Rat, was it?
No.
What was that called? The Small Breakfast.
TV AM, was that Roland Rat?
Was that Good Morning Britain?
I don't. We're great at showbiz, aren't we? Denise Van Outen. I've met her. She's nice.
Is she?
Yeah, she's lovely.
In what way?
Just nice. Just a nice person. Just a nice, friendly. She's the actual opposite of Alan Sugar.
Nice as in got good personality?
Yes.
Oh, well, in that case, she's... You know, normally you say someone's got a good personality.
Yeah, no, I don't mean that.
I'm not
locked in the 70s. I'm saying she's a nice person, Moose. She's just a nice person.
Are you suggesting I am locked in the 70s?
Bit. All right.
Anyway, Chloe Lewis has been slammed.
Who's Chloe Lewis?
I have no idea who Chloe... Who is Chloe Lewis? Can somebody
Marta.
Please...
Marta will know.
Can
she's
Google Chloe
Marta,
Lewis.
Through the glass there.
Who is she?
Marta.
Chloe Lewis.
What's a Chloe Lewis?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you would know.
No.
Google her for
a second.
Come back to us on that.
Right, anyway, so Chloe Lewis, whoever she is, right?
Yeah.
Has been slammed by Denise Van Outen, who you say is really nice.
She's nice.
She stands accused of pulling out of a charity bike ride just a day before they were due to jet off to India. So they're flying off to India to ride around India.
Yeah.
That's going to take some time, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's been reported...
I've cycled around India, Moose.
Have you?
Yes. Look, all of the things you're saying today, I've either done or met. I have. I cycled around India last year.
No way.
Yeah, I did.
You should have written a book about it.
Yeah. Well, it was for the Sunday Times, so I wrote a piece about it. So it's fine.
Have you ever written a book?
Yeah, I have, Moose, yeah.
No way. What was it about?
It's called A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man. It's available now on Amazon.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
99p?
Not quite, but it's not far off.
Really? How much is it?
Well, it's about $7.99 now. But I mean,
$7.99.
It is.
Nothing on Amazon is $7.99.
Books are. Can you read, Moose?
Harry Potter's Robert Grint.
Yes.
Reveals he was Ed Sheeran all along. Who?
What?
Rupert Grint.
Yeah.
That's to say Robert Grint.
You might have done.
I can't read. Rupert Grint has continued to have fun with the Ed Sheeran confusion by revealing that he's been the musician all along. Appearing on MTV's After Hours, the Harry Potter star... I've never seen Harry Potter, so I'm kind of at a bit of a disadvantage here.
Have you read the books? Back to the question again.
Duh.
I'm guessing not.
Right, okay. I don't know who Rupert Grint is.
He was... Now, I do know
Where
this.
Where else has he been?
He doesn't mean anything else, obviously. He was the ginger... He was Weasley, wasn't he? Ron
Weasley.
We're
good here. We don't know Rupert Grint, and we don't know Chloe... What was her face?
Yeah. Well, there we go.
But
he looks a bit like Ed Sheeran, so he's now pretended to be Ed Sheeran.
So in other words, he's ginger.
Yeah. Do you know who Ed Sheeran is?
Musician.
Yes.
I couldn't name a song.
I knew that one.
I couldn't name a... actually, I can name a song.
Name a song.
History.
That's a subject. Is it a song? I don't know.
It's a song.
Let's go to Marta.
It's a song.
Showbiz correspondent. Is that an Ed Sheeran song?
I don't think it is.
Oh.
I know who Chloe Lewis is, by the way.
Oh, good. Who? Oh,
she's of The Only Way Is Essex.
Oh, you said
she's
that.
She's a reality TV person.
Yeah. But who is she?
I mean, deep down as a person.
No. I mean, what does she look like?
What else has she
been in?
So she's blonde. I can tell you.
And narrows it down a bit.
Because you said what she looked like. I don't
think she's... Has she got a fake tan?
My auntie Mary.
Yes, I don't think she's been in anything else, because I've gone onto her Twitter profile and she doesn't have anything on it apart from her Instagram link.
All right, fine. We know who she is. She's a Towie one.
Finally.
Yes.
A Towie. I'm going to have to go and look her up.
Yeah.
Finally, Willow Boobies.
What? What did you say?
Willow boobies. Yeah,
who's
no more.
That?
Holly Ample Assets are paid a cheeky tribute on Celebrity Juice after the style. Holly Willoughby. So Willoughby boobies.
I see. It's about Ollie Willoughby's breasts. Fine. All right. And what? Where's this from? Some crap paper, is it? I don't know.
Yeah. Celebrity juice. After the star vows to put her saucy laundry days behind her, she left fans devastated after vowing to cover up her eye-popping
assets. I mean, I don't know. It's again, 1970s. What's this?
Holly Willoughby.
She used to be a model, a lingerie model.
I have no idea. She's with Philip Schofield on something else now on TV. That's Good Morning Britain.
No, that's This Morning Britain.
It's This Morning on ITV.
There you go, Marta. Do you know,
has she been on Loose Women?
Who, Marta? Have you been on Loose Women?
Yeah, no, I haven't. No.
The women she's been on aren't loose.
Ooh. Anyway, there we are. A VT full of snaps of her in skimpy lingerie, as well as short clips of her jumping up and down in slow motion, was shown in the light of TV personality shunning her former days as a lingerie model.
Right. Did you see Philip Schofield, speaking of him,
no. walked... He used to have his hand up Gordon the Gopher.
Yes, he did. Yes, and he moved away from that.
Did he have Ronan Rat as well?
I don't. No, he didn't. I don't
Who's
think...
Who's Ronan Rat?
I don't... Kevin the Gerbil.
No, but who was the bloke?
I don't know the bloke.
There must have been a bloke, a straight man.
He was. Don't cast aspersions. He was under the desk with his fist up, Roland, wasn't he?
But Gordon
didn't have his fist up. No. Schofield didn't have his own fist up. Gordon was just sat next to him, I think. Mm. Maybe Andy Peters was. Sounds like he would have been.
I met the bloke once who was friends with Basil Brush.
Good. I don't know, did you see Philip Schofield walking across the Westminster Bridge when it opened yesterday?
No.
And I quote, in defiance of the terrorists.
Thank goodness
Philip Schofield is not cowing.
But to be fair,
to the terrorism. Well done, Philip.
To be fair, millions of people have done that before, and millions of people will do that after.
Yeah, but they're not Philip Schofield, are they? Moose there!
I enjoyed that.
Thank you very much.
I didn't know anybody we mentioned, but I did enjoy it.
Doesn't matter. A man from Talk Sport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. That was your showbiz roundup. This is Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Then Talk Radio, yes. Text in from here. It's anonymous, but it says this. I have to turn off the radio when Moose starts laughing. Give me a shout when he's off. He's off!
Oh, no.
He's off. I think that's my favourite bit of Moose. Moose there with the showbiz. Particularly enjoy his contribution, personally speaking. Now, of course, the more astute of you will have realised that it's coming up to 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock... there's a made-up news story in the news. It's there, as you know, to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit. We do it every day. It's fake news writ large. Celebrate the alternative fact is what we say. Your story's coming out of Victoria, masquerading as truth. That's what it is. And we do it every weekday. But there can be only one winner, and the name of that winner is very much on the lips of Cornelius.
It's Chelsea.
Is it?
Yes.
And where's Chelsea from?
Chelsea is from...
Chelsea?
Be stupid.
Yep.
Leighton.
Okay. Leighton Buzzard in Leicestershire?
No. Leighton as in East London.
All right.
Let's make that clear. East London.
Bedfordshire. Leighton Buzzard, apparently, is Bedfordshire.
Well, she's not from there. She's from near Stratford.
Stratford-upon-Avon, Warwickshire.
Near Stratford in London.
Right.
Where the Olympics was.
Great. Greece. The original Olympics. She's from Athens.
No. The 2012 Olympics and Paralympic Games.
Oh, right, fine. I haven't got one for that.
No, you don't.
Okay. Right, well done, Chelsea. Made-up news story in the news, which is next. After that, of course... what are we doing after that? Does anyone know?
Dan's in.
Oh, Dan! I knew... yes, of course, guest action. Yes, Dan Fogler. Now, the film Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, of course, coming out on DVD. And, Eddie Redmayne stars in that. Couldn't get him. So what we got is Dan Fogler, who, of course, is in it too. He plays the muggle, the only muggle in the film. Anyway, he's going to be joining us. It is, of course, a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. There's also The Big Debate is back at 3 o'clock today. Live music on the programme in the last half an hour, as well as we invite a busker in from the streets of London to perform for us in the studio. Talk Radio, afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
This weekend in The Times, men reveal the truth about the other women in their lives, their mums, and explain why mama really does know best. Plus, don't just send flowers. Find the perfect way to treat her with our last-minute gift guide. Pick up your copy of The Times this Saturday.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay. List your items for free and only pay when you sell. So there's never been a better time to get on eBay. Private sellers only. Conditions and exclusions apply.
And it's all change in the new season of Formula One on Channel 4. With new rules, faster cars, wider tyres, louder engines, fresh rivalries, quicker laps and closer races.
Race into the unknown. Formula One starts this weekend on Channel 4.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500. So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Good news! I'm getting a pay rise.
I'm getting a pay rise too.
So am I.
That's because from the 1st of April, the national minimum wage
and the national living wage
will be going up.
What's more, it's your legal right to receive it.
Find out if you're due a pay rise too.
Check your pay at gov.uk/checkyourpay.
The national minimum wage
and the national living wage.
It's a step up in pay.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
It is, yes. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. It's Friday. Here's Victoria with the news at 2.
Thanks, John. Coming up, 9 in custody after Westminster attack, tributes to victims, and the UK is one of the worst for maternity leave.
Talk Radio.
Police say they've made 2 more significant arrests following the Westminster terror attack, which killed 4 people. The suspects were held overnight in the West Midlands and the North West. Detectives have revealed the killer, who went by the name Khalid Massoud. His birth name was Adrian Russell Adjo. Here is Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan.
The investigation is far-reaching. You'll have seen already Mark Rowley's statement this morning in relation to the further arrests made, the further properties raided. And it's really important the police, as soon as possible, get to the bottom of the background of this person, if he had any other links.
Prince Charles has visited victims of the attack at King's College Hospital and thanked medical staff for their response to the attack. The 4th person who died has been named as 75-year-old Leslie Rhodes. His neighbour, Robert Bierick, says his death is shocking.
This guy, get over it. He's just a likeable person. Everybody liked him, Randy, you know.
A Just Giving page raising money for murdered PC Keith Palmer's raised more than £550,000. 3 people have been arrested by police investigating the death of a 19-month-old girl in Preston. Tests are being carried out to try and work out how exactly she died. A Royal Marine who shot dead an Afghan Taliban fighter who was already injured will find out his new sentence on Tuesday. Alexander Blackman's murder conviction was downgraded to manslaughter last week after an appeal heard he'd been suffering from stress. He's serving an 8-year sentence but could walk free within days. His supporters gathered outside court earlier when sentencing was postponed. And it's claimed the UK is almost bottom of a league table for maternity leave. A study's found only 2 European countries offering worse paid leave than Britain.
Was that the news?
That's the end, yeah. I'm waiting for the weather.
Okay, let's have the weather,
Talk Radio, national
weather. Here it comes.
Bright and sunny for most. Breeze affecting some southern areas in northern Scotland. Highs are 13 degrees.
Weather!
Wow, what was that?
Don't know. Right, so in an hour and a half, today's bonus news. Now, Victoria's news is shorter than it used to be. And so she needs to make the time up because she gets paid the same. So we bring you bonus news at 3:30 every day. Today we are mineral news, I think. Animal news, vegetable news, or mineral news.
Yes.
Today it's mineral news. Just a little. Is there a tease? Any particular mineral you want to just say the name of?
No.
Haven't heard of that one.
Fine. All right, then. But it is about an hour and a half's time. Before that, though, here's Pete Abbott. With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. England have problems at centre-back for Sunday's World Cup qualifier against Lithuania after Chris Smalling was forced to quit the squad this morning because of injury. England are already without Phil Jones, who's injured, and Gary Cahill, who's suspended. Middlesbrough's Ben Gibson's been called into the squad. Wales will hope to end a run of three games without a win when they meet the Republic of Ireland tonight. The Euro 2016 semi-finalists face the Group D leaders in Dublin. Draws against Austria, Georgia and Serbia see Chris Coleman's side in third place, 4 points behind their hosts. Tottenham's Dele Alli has been given a three-match European club ban by UEFA. The midfielder has been suspended after getting sent off in their Europa League draw with Ghent at Wembley last month. UEFA have also fined Arsenal £4,300 after a supporter ran onto the pitch in their Champions League defeat to Bayern Munich. And Lewis Hamilton has dominated practice ahead of the opening Grand Prix of the Formula One season. The three-time world champion set the fastest time in both sessions in Australia. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, supermarkets in the UK are being criticised as the first self-stack machines have been installed in stores across the country. The machines, which are similar to a self-scan machine, will allow customers themselves to stack the products onto the shelves without the need of a staff member. Critics are saying it could lead to a number of jobs being lost.
Thank you very much. Victoria there with the news, and Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
This is your life. This is your life.
Spending
1 minute at a time.
Where do we begin? John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
I am. Okay, so it's Comic Relief Day as well, of course. Celebrities, things, money, people. Lenny Henry, BBC One. Ha ha ha. All the funny stuff. But here's the question, because a lot, listening around all the broadcasting today, a lot of people doing things for Comic Relief. My own children have gone to school for Comic Relief today, it turns out.
Really?
Yeah, I had to give them money, right? Just seemingly to go to dad, we're going to school for Comic Relief today. But you got to go to school, it's the law. No, today's for Comic Relief, so we're not wearing a uniform. Give me £2. What? How's that work?
It's very ironic considering they're raising money to put free education across Africa.
Yeah, and I have to pay.
You have to pay your child.
This is another step towards the privatisation of schools, that's what that is.
Mm.
I had to pay my child £2, two children, £4.
£4.
To go to school, right, in non-uniform,
I
had to buy. I had to buy the uniform, they're not even using it. Bloody do-gooders. Anyway, today, because everyone else is talking about what you are doing for Comic Relief. Oh, what are you doing for Comic Relief? Oh, I'm sitting in a bath of water. Oh, well done. Right, what can't you be asked to do for Comic Relief, okay? I mean, you might have good intentions. That's fine. All right, we all have. But sometimes you don't have the time, do you? So today, we're asking you, 87222...
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
What can't you quite be bothered to do for Comic Relief today, right? And how much money have they lost because of your laziness and apathy, right? You put a total on it. Hi, John. I haven't raised any money for Comic Relief at all. I was going to Oxfam to buy some Comic Relief stuff, but then I walked past Next and there was a nice jacket in the window, so all the profits actually went to Next instead. That's from Jennifer in Peterborough. Thank you, Jennifer. Hi, John. I baked 20 cakes this morning to give to orphans, but due to an hereditary fat gene, it's my aunt Jean, between us, we sat and ate the lot at my kitchen table, thus raising no money or helping Comic Relief at all. That's from Laura. What haven't you done for Comic Relief? What couldn't you bother to do? Even though you set out, you might have thought, I'll do that today, but in the end, no time, is there?
Mm, yeah, I was walking through Waterloo Station this morning.
Yeah.
And they had some people collecting, and they were dressed all wacky. But I had quite a hangover. So it was the last thing I wanted to actually see. So I just gave, what I gave to Comic Relief was a wide berth.
Right, okay. So how much would you have given, though, if you hadn't had a hangover? Let's add this up.
Let me see what's in my wallet.
Yeah.
20 pence.
Right, okay. So that's 20 pence. Add that up to the cost of Jennifer's jacket, which she says was in the, so £45.
Really?
Yeah. Laura, 20 cakes, pound each, call that 20 quid.
Yeah.
Comic Relief, so that's our total so far. We'll keep the total running. See how much you haven't raised for Comic Relief by the end of the show due to your laziness and apathy. John, I went to Africa for Comic Relief with all the materials to set up a clean water supply pump for a village. When I got there, I realised I had the wrong spanner, so I went home, thus doing nothing for it at all. That's from Phil. Do keep me going in. 8722!
Start your message with the word talk.
That's right on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
So you are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and I promised you hot guest action, and I'm going to deliver it right now. I am joined by an actor who excelled as councilman in the 2008 film Horton Hears a Who, and someone who, for me, will always be the definitive various voices in two episodes of the animated comedy American Dad. Dan Fogler, welcome along.
Yeah. You'll always remember me as Squirrel Number 4.
Always.
Hello.
There it is.
There it is.
It's good. How are you?
Good.
Good. Well, it's interesting you mentioned the squirrel straight off, because, of course, that's a beast. And we are here to talk about fantastic ones of them.
Nice, man. Good
segue. I'm good at this, aren't I?
Yes.
I've done this before. Fantastic beasts and where to find them.
Yes.
Yes. We find you here promoting it. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Let's not beat around the bush. That's what it is.
This is an interview?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
No one told me.
But it's good to have you here. So, Fantastic Beasts. It's out. It's coming out on DVD, obviously. So, you know, it's already done the cinematic rounds.
Yes.
You're the only non-magical person in it, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, that's up for interpretation.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm a nomad. Yeah. I'm just a baker just trying to make his way in the world, and I get mixed up with these wild magicians, wizards, witches, crazy creatures.
Yeah. And how, in terms of, because I've read several interviews with you, and I've done my research, you know, like I said, I'm professional.
Okay.
And is it right your granddad was a baker?
Yeah, my great-grandfather.
In New York?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And probably on the same street as in
the
movie.
Which is incredible.
I mean, it's the synchronicities are abounding. It was... Yeah, I'm still pinching myself. Just to be playing a character that is so close to home. And because going into the audition, I was like, this guy is in my blood already, you know? So I think that they recognize that, and that's why I get the part.
Yeah. Did you channel Grandad when this was done?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think my dad always says that I remind him of his uncles. And,
okay.
I'm pretty sure I'm... reincarnation of those guys. I look like them. Yeah,
it's interesting. Your as well, because family being quite important. Because when you were starting out, is it because your dad's a surgeon? Is that right?
Yeah.
And I read an interview with him weirdly where he was saying, he was saying how he
in like a medical journal or something. Like,
yeah, I read all those all the time. I read nothing else but medical journals. I'm a bit weird like that.
Yeah.
But no, he was saying that he treated you, when you were going through sort of acting and you were doing plays where no one came, you know, that all actors have to go through that.
Right, kind of course.
He treated it like it was med school. So he said, well, I'm going to give him that amount of time. Is that kind of how it was?
Wow, yeah, yeah. That's nice. Yeah, I had the perfect situation. It was a perfect storm because... my dad wanted to be an actor. He went to the Fame School in New York, the School for the Arts, and he went to like he got to like sophomore or junior year, and his parents came, my grandparents came to see him in a play, and he said, you know, what do you think? And they were like, you were good. You're going to be a doctor. And so now he's like living vicariously through me.
Yeah,
he had obviously the money to support me, and the philosophy, you know, okay, he's in, this is his. Med school, you know, the equivalent of his med school. So, yeah, I had a lot of support, and I still do. My my dad, my parents came to everything that I ever did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they have a shrine in their house.
In your old bedroom. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, exactly. It's a new apartment, but it's this lovely case that they have with all sorts of awards from my whole life.
Yeah. So is it weird? Look, because you, when you started out, because you did a lot of theatre, didn't you? Spelling Bee, wasn't it?
That was the big one
in New York. Now you've done loads of films and animation and voice stuff and stand-up comedy, musician. Is there anything you can't do? Can you bake? Can you bake like your granddad?
I don't know if I could bake like him, but I could. Yeah, I make some nice brownies.
There you go.
I know what I'm doing.
All right. Is there anything you can't do, Dan? I mean, that's a lot of things.
I can sing. I mean, it says I'm a musician, yeah. But I can sing. I can't, for some reason, the brain does not allow me to sit still long enough to play piano or guitar. I just have too much ADD or something.
Yeah. And is it right you turned down Saturday Night Live? Or is that a lie?
Yeah, let's keep that as a truth.
Yeah.
No, turned it down.
Well, I sort of said, I don't want to do that. I want to go down this route.
Oh,
well,
no, my managers, like early on after Spelling Bee, a lot of doors opened up and they said, hey, what do you think of SNL as a road? And I felt like 4 years doing that character, Mr. Barfay, and then getting to Broadway with that character, I felt like, and 8 years of like black box theater and just like making up characters, I felt like I had been through my boot camp already.
Yeah.
So that if I went to SNL, if anyone asked me, I'd want to host it, as opposed to be on the show again. And yeah, that's what they asked me, so I guess I was a little cocky, but...
Hey, it's paid off, though.
So. Yeah, I guess so, yeah. But I haven't hosted yet, so...
Yeah, it's only a matter of time.
I'm floating it out there.
Well, now you're going to be stuck in a franchise, though. This is a big issue, right?
Oh, I'm so sad. Give me a break. Stuck. That is not the that is not the terminology I would use. I would say, won the lottery.
There you go. That'll do, yeah. Yes. But the sequel's coming.
Oh, yeah.
It's no secret that you're in it.
No, I'm in it.
Yeah, so...
I'm in it.
How far down the road are we with making it?
We're about to go into production this summer.
Okay.
Yeah, August-ish.
Yeah, all right. And so have you seen any of it yet? Have you read anything?
I've read nothing.
You've read nothing. You don't know anything?
Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard some fun stuff, but I can't
you
tell
you. You can't tell us what that is.
There's now a red laser sight on my... neck.
J.K. Rowling is genuinely magic, so she can be everywhere all of the time.
Yes, she's everywhere.
That's true. And you've met her, of course. She came,
Oh my gosh!
What kind of influence? Because you read the Harry Potter books way before all this sort of stuff came along.
Yeah, I mean, I was a fan, and then I became an even bigger fan after doing the movie, obviously. And then, but meeting her, it's like meeting a rock star. She's got this incredible energy. She's influenced so many people, she's loved globally, but she also has this real great way of making me feel very relaxed and not like you're in the presence of this mega superstar.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the same with people. I hope you've noticed that.
No, I see you.
That's kind of how I've done that. Yeah,
right with me.
Yeah. No, I mean, I mean, you're in the presence of me, but
I see.
But I've kept it very cool, and I think that's made
you
it
have?
Easy for you, hasn't it?
It is, yeah. Man. I do. I feel very relaxed right now. You have set a lovely mood in here.
Yeah, I mean, you are literally right now on the, and you'll be impressed with these figures, the 37th most listened to radio station out of a possible 42 nationally in Britain.
Wow.
And I think we can all agree that's a pretty high number.
I love that. I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, out of how many?
42, but, we're working on it.
That's great.
We're only a year old.
you're working your way up, man.
Just like you did. Look at you now.
I know.
The call's coming to host Saturday Night Live. You're
exactly.
In a franchise.
Exactly.
Listen, we're out of time, though.
Damn.
I know. We're only just getting started.
This is so fun.
Isn't it, though?
Yes.
Isn't it? How many more of these have you got to do?
Man, by the time I get through these, you'll be 25th.
Dan Fogler, listen, thank you so much for coming in. It's a pleasure talking to you.
You too, pal.
Fantastic Beast and Where to Find Him. It's out on DVD 27th of March. You are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, not the American porn star.
Oh, good.
Just be very clear on that.
Good.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift. Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with click and collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating store subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
And it's all change in the new season of Formula One on Channel 4. With new rules, faster cars, wider tyres, louder engines, fresh rivalries, quicker laps and closer races.
Race into the unknown. Formula One starts this weekend on Channel 4.
When you're building a great business, only one thing really matters. People. And for the best people, you need the job site used by more UK candidates than any other. Find your people today at Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
When Gary was up early to fix a leaky pipe, his nearest Screwfix was already open to get what he needed. When Freddy's drill bit snapped while he was working late, so was Screwfix, so he could pick up another. Open from 7am to 8pm weekdays and early at weekends too. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Essex, it's still slow due to an early accident on the M11 northbound between junctions 8 and 9. All lanes have now been reopened. Moving on to Warwickshire now, the M6 southbound is heavy due to an early accident between junctions 3 and 2. Moving on to Staffordshire, we've got severe delays and a road closed due to emergency repairs. That's on the M6 in both directions between junctions 14 and 15. Congestion is all the way to junction 13. And in Leicestershire, there's one lane closed and slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle on the M1 southbound at junction 24.
Britain, it's March, a month where the most exciting things to happen are grey skies, spring showers, and Crufts. So if you're sitting inside dreaming about April, then snap out of it. Because EE has mega deals in store throughout March. Save £180 on a super fast 4G SIM and get 20 gigabytes for just $19.99 per month. Chop chop, these offers won't last forever. March in store now for even more mega March deals.
Offer ends 4th of April 2017. Minimum term applies. Other terms apply. See ee.co.uk.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Do the hustle! Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Tomorrow afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio in the afternoon. It's 1 till 4 o'clock. Hello, I am John Holmes. It's Friday. Of course, that means live music later as we drag a busker in from the streets. It's what we do on a Friday. We put them in front of the microphones in here to perform for your delight. It's a little Friday afternoon treat. It's the busker sessions. That's what we do. That's Dan Fogler there, by the way, of course, from, you know, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Eddie Redmayne, unavailable. Right, also on the programme, the big debate at 3 o'clock. A man will be in a lift. He's called Con. Hi, Con.
Hello.
He's going to the lift with all of the haters' texts and tweets. He's going to read them out as the lift travels downwards through the building. That is in a feature we call Condescending. However, it is a Friday, as I mentioned, and that means it's time to look back over the shoulder of the week. Looking back over my shoulder. It's our brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz. Things that have happened over the past 5 days on this programme, all you have to do is tell us what happened next. That's it. Playing today, Henry is on the phone. Hello, Henry.
That's right, hello.
Hello, that is right, you're absolutely right.
Yes.
If only that was one of the questions, Henry, you'd already got a point, but sadly it wasn't. Where are you from, Henry, and what do you do?
I'm from Kingston, but I'm a student up at Warwick University. Well, I'm pretending to be a student, I don't really study.
Really? That's the student way, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose. That's proper student, isn't it?
Yeah. So Kingston, Jamaica, or Kingston...
the one closer to home, Pontemps.
Oh, I know. I know. You're at Warwick University, which oddly, of course, isn't in Warwick at all, is it?
It's in Coventry.
That's right.
For some reason.
Yes.
The City of Culture, apparently, Coventry has been nominated for.
I used to live in Nuneaton, near Coventry. And I can tell you there's nothing cultural about that whatsoever. And you'd possibly agree. Where'd you go out in Coventry these days?
What's that, sorry?
Where'd you go out in Coventry these days?
We mainly go out in Leamington. That's a lot nicer. I don't really set foot in Coventry unless I have to get a train.
Rightly so. Coventry, just no. Leamington, yeah, fine, isn't it?
Leamington's nice, actually.
Leamington's fine. Yeah. All right, and you said you're a student. What are you a student of?
Politics. Even less work.
Quite tough. I did fewer. Politics.
Yeah, and look where that got you.
Yeah. I worked with Julia Hartley Brewer.
Yeah. What a joy. Anyway, so, you know, keep hard at it, Henry, and you too one day could work with Julia Hartley Brewer.
I wouldn't wish that upon anyone.
No, fair enough. Right, look, Henry, very simple. Things that have happened on the show over the week. Naturally, Henry, you've been listening every single day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there are three questions. You've got to tell us what happened next. That's how it works. Stand by, because question one is coming up. Here we go. Right. Let us start on Monday. We had hot guest action in the shape of TV's Hugh Dennis. What else are you up to? What else are you doing? It's traditional to ask at the end of an interview. What's
coming
next?
I'm doing Not Going Out.
Oh, yes, of course you are.
There's lots of that going on. Mock the Week starts again in... soon.
Right. In soon.
In soon.
In the soon. Good. Yeah.
Well, that's sort of it, isn't it?
Well, it's doing, isn't it? Takes up the time.
The show that you used to do.
Used to do, the Now Show. Don't do it. Do you want to explain why I don't do it anymore?
No, I don't.
Okay, fine.
let's talk about Africa.
So, Hugh Dennis there, dodging a bullet, and telling us about Africa. He also told us that he regularly gets recognised in East Africa for one specific piece of work he has done. What is that piece of work? Is it A, his work narrating the CBBC show Salmon Mark's Guide to Dodging Disasters? Is it B, playing GP Piers Crispin in the TV sitcom My Hero? Or C, did he get recognised for being the voiceover on every other bloody advert that there is?
I'm going to go for B, the one My Hero.
The My Hero. Let's find out if that's right.
None of the programmes I am in are on in East Africa.
Yeah.
Apart from My Hero.
Is the right answer!
Yeah.
Very good, Henry. Very good. Okay. You may not be a diligent politics student, but you are a fine student of this broadcast, Henry. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, if I fail, I blame you.
Yeah, fine. On Wednesday, we heard from Maisie, aged 7, during our feature, Toddler Pops.
Well, now, I'm fine, but a bit busy.
Why's that?
Taking on a new job, John. I'm the editor of Peppa Pig magazine.
Have you got time to do that? Aren't you full-time at school?
Sure, but if George Osborne can do it, then so can I. I'm full-time at school. I also have time to draw and play at home. I'm financial consultant to my piggy bank, and I do after-dinner speaking.
After-dinner speaking?
Well, to be honest, it's more after-dinner shouting.
Ah, there she was, channeling George Osborne and his many jobs. But why did she explain to us, Henry, that she shouted after dinner? Did she say, A, it's because her sister had eaten her pudding? Did she say, B, it's because she was scared that the turkey dinosaurs had come alive in her tummy? Or C, It was a disagreement over whether or not to split the bill.
It was because her sister ate her pudding, I believe.
Let's find out if you're right.
Last night after dinner, my sister ate my pudding, so I shouted.
Yes!
Yeah.
Good work, Henry. All right, okay.
Unbelievable.
I know. Final question. Yesterday, as you'd expect, because of events, saw a complete change for this programme due to those events that had transpired in Westminster the day before. However, here's how I thought it appropriate to start yesterday's show. You know what? If you are listening and you are a terrorist, you know, I hope your knife goes off in your face, frankly. Here is an idea, right? If you are so committed to the cause, why not give us a call this afternoon, OK? Right? Now, the media today is full of people analysing why you do what you do. But if you're a terrorist, a lone arsehole, then call us, right? The number 0344 499 1000 and then tell us exactly what you think you're going to achieve by being all stabby and murdery. OK, so... You may remember, though, that I didn't like the term lone wolf, so I did opt for something else.
Yes.
Did I say lone willy head? Did I say did I say terrorists were lone stinky poo bum face? Or did I say C, lone arseholes?
I hope my ears aren't deceiving me, but I think I said C.
I did. Listen. Or a so-called lone wolf, although I would posit that the phrase lone arsehole would be more accurate. Is the right answer.
Yes.
That's me sticking it to terrorism right there, frankly. So, well done, you got some points. Let's find out exactly how many, because I think Cornelius has probably been keeping score. It's out of three, Cornelius. It's three.
It's
Henry in Kingston, not Jamaica, the other one.
Okay.
He's a politics student at Warwick University, not in Warwick, it's in Coventry. It's confusing where he's from and that.
I know.
What
did he get?
I'm asking you what you got.
Three. He got three.
He got three! He got three!
Yeah.
Over my shoulder. Hey, Henry, congratulations. You got three. Well done. Well done.
Thank you very much.
That's your brand loyalty card on its way to you. There isn't one of those. That's made that.
No, that's got fun. Don't make that up.
Okay, yeah, it's extra work for someone if I did. Right. Henry, thank you very much for playing. That's Henry there on the end of the week quiz. Of course, there'll be another end of the week quiz at the same time next week. Now, in the next bit of Talk Radio this afternoon, work experience punditry Josh is here, and he is so enthusiastic about everything. And today he's bringing us a film roundup. And he claims it's a Disney special. We'll find out why after the news with Victoria. There are big debates at 3 o'clock as well. And don't forget live music in the last half an hour of the programme. It's what we do on a Friday. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Victoria will have the news in a moment. I never wanted
to say goodbye. Talk Radio. Faith leaders are holding a vigil at Westminster Abbey for the victims of Wednesday's terror attack. Four people died and more than 50 people were injured when Khalid Massoud drove his car into pedestrians before stabbing to death PC Keith Palmer outside Parliament. Here's the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby.
All of us come together because it is a moment of sad reflection, but also a moment of determination for our nation together. In standing here, we represent the three Abrahamic faith communities, all equally committed to a peaceful future.
Police have made two new significant arrests, with nine people now in custody. Or more than £500,000 has been raised for the family of the police officer who was killed. In other news, three people have been arrested after the death of a child in Preston. Tests are being carried out to try and work out how exactly the 19-month-old girl died. A Royal Marine who shot dead an Afghan Taliban fighter who was already injured will stay in jail until at least Tuesday. Alexander Blackman's sentencing has been delayed after his murder conviction was downgraded to manslaughter last week. And it's thought Lloyd's of London will announce a new base in Europe on Wednesday. That's the same day Theresa May is planning to start the official process of leaving the EU. The insurance company is likely to set up the operation in either Luxembourg or Belgium. The weather bright and sunny for most, but some breeze affecting southern areas in northern Scotland. Highs of 13 degrees. There's more in just...
It's currently sunny on my desk.
Here it is.
Look.
Yeah, thanks for that interjection.
That's all right.
Yeah. The sun is coming through the window and appearing on your desk.
It's on my desk.
Normally that'd be my desk.
I mean, there's national weather, then there's local weather, then there's very local weather.
Yeah.
I mean, that is pretty niche.
It's not even the whole room we're in.
It's just a square of sunlight on your desk.
About an literally two A4 pages, which I can now read very well thanks to The Sun.
Newspaper.
No.
Sunshine.
Struggle to read that well.
Thank you, Cornelius. only because you can't read.
He just likes the pictures.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, in an hour's time, Victoria will be back. Well, she'll be back in half an hour's time, but in an hour's time, she'll be back with bonus news. Today, it's mineral news. All the worldwide mineral news you could possibly want. Any clues as to what minerals we might be hearing about, Victoria, yet?
Winning minerals.
Winerals.
Surely.
Winneral news.
Okay. Winneral news on the way in around an hour's time. Next, we are joined by Josh, work experience punditry. He's a work experience. He's so jolly about everything. And he's doing a Disney special. His choice, not ours. You're listening to Talk Radio.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss.
Let's bacon roll.
Massive morning radio that's worth going to work for.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Weekday mornings from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, it is Talk Radio in the afternoons. By the way, do keep your suggestions of what you can't be asked to do for comic relief coming in. It's comic relief day today, of course. And many, many people want to, I mean, we have good intentions, don't we? You go, yeah, it's comic relief and let's just do something to raise money. But then you sort of can't be bothered and you're a bit apathetic and lazy about it. So what we're doing this afternoon is keeping a running total eyes on how much money Comic Relief has lost due to your laziness. So what were you going to do and then couldn't be bothered to do? Already we've heard from Jennifer. She was going to go to Oxfam to buy some Comic Relief stuff because they raised money for Comic Relief. But then she walked past Next on the way, saw a nice jacket in the sale in the window. So all the money went to Next instead. Not to Comic Relief. Jennifer in Peterborough. That was about 45 quid, Cornelius, so if you can get that into the...
Yeah.
That's the thing.
45.
Actually, then she's got back in touch after that. She said, to be honest, not all profits went to Next, because while I was in there, I shoplifted a jumper. So, the price of the jumper, £60. Add that to the list.
Okay.
Why not? Hi, John. What's this? Me and my girlfriends, this is from Mandy, me and my girlfriends all work in TGI Fridays. For Comic Relief, we were going to pool our tips and give it to charity. But then given it's Friday night, what we're going to do instead is go down jumping jacks after work and spend it on shots instead. That's Mandy and Dudley. So that's all the average tips in a TGI Friday.
I don't know. Depends.
Probably quite
one.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah. You
know, I mean, put a couple of £100 down on that. Yeah.
Okay.
On the totaliser of what you can't be bothered to do for Comic Relief. Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
With us now, this is Work Experience Punditry. For those who haven't heard Work Experience Punditry before, it very much works like this. We take our work experiences and we take them away from the photocopier and the kettle and the dull drudgery of being a work experience, and as the media is their industry of choice that they'd like some experience in, why not give them the proper experience by shoving them in front of a microphone and making them review stuff for free? And that's the crucial part of it. Josh is with us after such a terrible week as this. Josh,
it has been an absolutely dreadful
week.
An
awful week, of course. Terrible events.
But I'm here to cheer people up.
Well, terrible events, of course, as we know, but we said this earlier, but you are the most relentlessly upbeat person I've ever met.
I am.
So it seems fitting that you're here. I suggested, correct me if I'm wrong, I said you would not be cowed, Josh, even if a cow fell on you.
It's true. It's very true. Mm. I said, I've been saying to everyone all week, I'm not worried about the terrorists. I'm more worried about the tube strikes and getting into work.
There, you see?
There we go. That's what I'm more worried about.
Relentlessly upbeat.
Very
just carrying
British.
On as normal.
And
carrying on in normal in Josh's world means
carrying on with these films.
Yes. In his own unique let's call it that, style. I should point out, first of all, you are wearing Mickey Mouse ears.
I thought I would get into the spirit of things, considering I am doing a Disney special of the film review.
Why are we doing a Disney special?
To celebrate the release of Beauty and the Beast. It's a very, it's a much anticipated film.
Right, okay. Now listen, we're going to take Travelling Travel, so yes, sit there being relentlessly upbeat.
I'll be smiling, as always.
Yeah. And we're going to do that, and then we'll be back. Beauty and the Beast, and then another...
Shut
up. Right, Talk Radio in the afternoons. We're back with Josh in his ears next. Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with click and collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
On the 25th of October 2016, the government announced Heathrow as its preferred scheme for new airport capacity in the South East. A national consultation is now underway to discuss what happens next. Go online to find out more. More about what expansion at Heathrow Airport may mean for the United Kingdom as a whole. And more about what it could mean for your own region. And quite simply, to have your say. Search Heathrow Airport Expansion.
Britain, it's March, a month where the most exciting things to happen are grey skies, spring showers, and Crufts. So if you're sitting inside dreaming about April, then snap out of it. Because EE has mega deals in store throughout March. Save £180 on a super fast 4G SIM and get 20 gigabytes for just $19.99 per month. Chop chop, these offers won't last forever. March in store now for even more mega March deals.
Offer ends 4th of April 2017. Minimum term applies. Other terms apply. See ee.co.uk.
Your business is growing. Fantastic. But you need to hire fast. Enter Indeed.com. Already used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. And with more people in the UK using Indeed than any other job site, you'll find more great candidates and sooner on Indeed. Find your next hire on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. World's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
When Ollie found a hole in his work boot one morning, Screwfix were already open with a brand new pair in his size. When Tom realised the handsaw he had wasn't right for the job, Screwfix were right around the corner with something a bit more powerful. And when Colin ran out of guttering, Screwfix's click and collect got him back to work in no time. 500 stores nationwide, all open early till late, and click and collect in as little as 1 minute. Screwfix, here when you need us.
And it's all change in the new season of Formula One on Channel 4. With new rules, faster cars, wider tyres, louder engines, fresh rivalries, quicker laps and closer races.
Race into the unknown. Formula One starts this weekend on Channel 4. Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Essex, it's still slow due to an early accident on the M11 northbound between junctions 8 and 9, but all lanes have now been reopened. Moving on to Warwickshire, it's heavy due to an early accident on the M6 southbound between junctions 3 and 2. And in Staffordshire, we have severe delays and a road closed due to emergency repairs on the M6. That's in both directions between junctions 14 and 15. And in Leicestershire, we've got one lane closed and slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle. That's southbound on the M1 between junctions 24 and 23A.
Britain, it's March, a month where the most exciting things to happen are grey skies, spring showers, and Crufts. So if you're sitting inside dreaming about April, then snap out of it. Because EE has mega deals in store throughout March. Save £180 on a super fast 4G SIM and get 20 gigabytes for just $19.99 per month. Chop chop, these offers won't last forever. March in store now for even more mega March deals.
Offer ends 4th of April 2017. Minimum term applies. Other terms apply. See ee.co.uk.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan, this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. Yes, it's Talk Radio. It is the afternoon. And as you know, we are with Josh, who is here to review the films. He's our work experience pundit this afternoon. Wearing ears. They're Mickey Mouse ears. He's got them on his head because he says it's a Disney special. He's so happy. It's like he's been radicalised by Mr. Happy. Hi, Josh.
Hi, John.
Hi there.
I'm good.
Yes. So, well, we'll be the judge of that. Right, so you are reviewing films. The first one is a cinema one. What should we be going to see?
You should be going to see Beauty and the Beast.
Really?
It's been very much recently released, March the 17th. Budget of $160 million. This is a big budget blockbuster at its best. It is really a must-see.
Is it? Now, here's my first question to you. Okay. Oh, we've got a clip first.
Yeah, we've got a clip.
Let's have a clip, and then I'll ask you my question.
Yes.
You'll join me for dinner. That's not a request.
Gently, Master. The girl lost her father and her freedom in one day.
Yes, the poor thing is probably in there scared to death.
Exactly.
Just a minute.
You see, there she is. Now, remember, be gentle.
Kind.
Charming.
Sweet. And when she opens the door, give her a dashing debonair smile. Come, come, show me the smile.
Oh, my dear. No.
Will you join me for dinner?
You've taken me as your prisoner, and now you want to have dinner with me? Are you insane?
Uh-oh. He's losing it.
Oh, dear. I told you to join me for dinner!
And I told you no! I'd starve before I ever ate with you.
Well, be my guest! Go ahead and starve! If she doesn't eat with me, then she doesn't eat at all! Idiot!
Someone got like the wrong side of the bed this morning.
Oh, I mean, believe it or not, because he doesn't sound like what he sounded like on Downton Abbey. That was actually Dan Stevens as the Beast doing a fantastic job of playing that title character.
Really? My question to you was this, right? It's what certificate? Is it PG?
Yes,
right, PG. Because my kids, 7 and 5, right, want to see it.
Yes.
Is it too scary for them?
There might be some parts that are scary. The fight between the Beast and Gaston would be a bit scary, but I don't see why you shouldn't take them to see the film, because it's fantastic. They really stay true to the original. It really complements the original story. It gives much needed backstory to all of the main characters, and the casting is absolutely phenomenal.
If I take them and they're awake at night,
mm-hmm.
you're dealing with it.
Okay.
Good, just so we know.
Okay. I mean, you could vent your frustrations to Emma Watson, maybe.
Well, I don't think that's appropriate.
It could be.
No. So the film has been very critically well reviewed. We know that.
Yes, very much.
And it follows because the famous animated version.
Yes.
It sort of follows that pretty much intact. Is that right?
I mean, yeah. Like as I said, it does give much needed backstory to some of the main characters. It gives a backstory to why Belle is where she is, how the Beast. What his childhood was like growing up, but it does mostly stay true to the original. It has the same plot line. It's the same much loved story. They have changed parts of the songs. The songs do sound slightly different from the original film. And when I first heard the soundtrack, I thought straight away, not liking this. But then when I went to see it in the cinema, I said, it works.
Of course you do. It's you, Josh. Everything works. You've never given a film a bad review in your life.
Well, especially how Beauty and the Beast is my favourite Disney film of all time. I'm going to be honest. I was very, very, very nervous going to see this film. I was very much like, oh, I hope they don't kill it for me. I hope I don't look at it in the same way. But I just smiled throughout the whole film.
Of course you did.
And it was a real throwback to my childhood.
Yeah. Is it... does that French accent get any better?
What, my French accent?
No, the one in the film. It's ropey, that.
Okay, here's the thing. Emma Watson is so English in this film. So English. She's meant to be from France. She's playing a character from France.
Well, she didn't do a French accent.
No, she was so English in the film. But Lumiere, his French accent was very, very French, very convincing.
That wasn't convincing that we just heard then. It was like a sort of cod, sort of, talking to France,
That was the style sounded of Lumiere French in the original.
Me. Well, you know.
I think it worked.
Oh, the croissant.
I mean, Be Our Guest was very much a bit like that, and that's what it was originally like in the film as well. So I think it's musty.
So Beauty and the Beast, all right, simply for time.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going now? Disney special?
Yes.
What now?
We are going to Mary Poppins next.
Why?
Because it's much loved, and I've got some sequel news coming up. So let's play the clip first.
I choose me bristles with pride, yes I do. A broom for the shaft and a brush for the flue.
Oh, it's awfully dark and gloomy up there.
There now, you see how wrong people can be? That there is what you might call a doorway to a place of enchantment. Up where the smoke is all billowed and curled, between pavement and stars is the chimney sweep world. When there's hardly no day, nor hardly no night, there's things half in shadow and half way in light. On the rooftops of London.
Yeah, I mean, talking of accents that don't work properly, I mean, there's your classic example, isn't it?
I mean, that was Dick Van Dyke, legendary actor, trying his best to do a Cockney accent.
Oh, Mary Poppins!
I mean, he was trying to be Cockney, East London.
Right, Mary Poppins.
Hello, Mary Poppins.
Oh, guys, give him a bit of a break. You? This was Victorian London it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Well, did they all talk like that then?
All the chimney sweeps did in that movie. They did.
Racist. All right, so Mary Poppins. Now, here's the thing. I saw Mary Poppins for the first time about a year ago.
How?
I know. I just never got round to watching it.
But Julie Andrews is famous for it.
Well... That's as maybe.
Dame Julie Andrews, I should say,
that's
is famous
as maybe,
for it.
But I had never seen Mary Poppins.
I don't think I'm have shocked. Actually seen it all the way through.
Connor! This is blasphemy! This is absolute blasphemy!
I'm just having a round of it.
No, but I think it's a fantastic film.
I know you do.
As I always say. No, but it's a real feel-good film. It's about these two unruly children, and Mary Poppins comes in and uses unorthodox and magical methods to bring a family together.
There's legislation against that now, though. You can't invite a magical nanny witch into your house like that without... She'd need to be CRB checked.
But I mean, she was practically perfect in every way, so she didn't need to be CRB checked. That's the argument I could come with.
Mary Poppins, where's your documentation, eh, from the police? Have they checked your background and make it clear that it's all right for you to work with children?
I mean, there was that, but she is practically perfect in every way, therefore not
she
needing a CRB check.
The sugar into those children. Very irresponsible.
Only a spoonful. Only a spoonful.
But what do we hear this week in the news? Children's teeth are at the worst level they've ever been. And that's thanks to people like Mary Poppins.
I don't think it's fair
shoveling,
to blame Mary Poppins.
Shoveling sugar down a child's throat without any...
And drugs,
yeah, medicine. Without any background checks from the police whatsoever, she's basically a criminal.
Well, okay, well, before this conversation goes a little offhand, let me just say that Disney are doing a remake called Mary Poppins Returns, and it's starring Emily Blunt.
Fine, so this is where they bring all the modern stuff in.
I mean, no, it's only set 20 years after the original film.
Oh, right.
So it's still going to be Victorian
after
London.
She's done her time.
Yeah.
Oh, shush, Con. Anyway, the cast in this is absolutely all-star. It's a reported cast of Julie Walters, Meryl Streep, Colin Firth, Angela Lansbury, and Dick Van Dyke is reportedly returning.
All right, Mary Poppins!
You can expect more of that, John.
Oh, God. All right, next.
Toy Story.
Right. Oh, sorry. Mary Poppins, you're reviewing Mary Poppins. It's not out or anything.
Oh, it's on demand.
Fine.
Yes, it is on demand, Sky Cinema HD.
Fine. All right, there you go. Finally, Toy Story.
Toy Story. Let's hear the clip.
Buzz Lightyear to Star Command. Come in, Star Command. Star Command, come in. Do you read me? Why don't they answer? My ship! Blast. This'll take weeks to repair. Buzz Lightyear mission log, stardate 4072. My ship has run off course en route to Sector 12. I've crash-landed on a strange planet. The impact must have awoken me from hypersleep. Terrain seems a bit unstable. No readout yet if the air is breathable. And there seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere.
Hello?
I have seen Toy Story.
And what did you think of that?
Oh, I like Toy Story.
Oh, marvellous. A film that John actually likes.
I like Toy Story.
Good.
I'll give you that.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. Well, that clip was Buzz Lightyear. Bless him. He's a bit deluded. He actually thinks he's an astronaut. No, he's just a toy figure.
We all know this, though, don't we?
I mean, not people that may or may not have seen the film.
Right. So when's it on, this Toy Story of which
Toy
you speak?
Toy Story is on 8pm tomorrow, Sky Cinema, Disney HD.
And where, for you, as our Disney correspondent today,
yes,
does it sit in the pantheon of the works of Disney, would you say, Toy Story? Bear in mind, you know, I'm guessing you've seen everything they've ever done. I'm just throwing that wildly out there, Josh.
I mean, that is a very intellectual guess. Yeah. I would agree with that.
Right, so let's start back at the beginning. Let's start with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, that kind of thing. Was that their first film?
One of the early ones, wasn't it? No, it wasn't their first film. I mean, they did films upon films before Snow White, but I think that was their first big, gross, like, big, famous one that everybody loves.
And then came Cinderella, and then came... Bambi.
No, I think... Was Sleeping Beauty after Cinderella?
That was Sleeping Beauty modern first. Anyway, that doesn't matter. We're in the pantheon of all of it...
Toy Story is actually quite modern. It was released in November 1995.
Yeah.
And it's actually part of... It was produced by Pixar...
It was
released by Disney and distributed by Disney, but made by Pixar. So it's slightly different out there, but still kind of associated with Disney. And I mean, they have Toy Story at all of their theme parks.
Yes,
all of them.
So, but what, if I put you on the spot, what's your favourite Disney film?
Oh, Beauty and the Beast.
Well, just one. Because it's
original animated one. No,
the original one.
Throughout my childhood, I loved Beauty and the Beast, always. It was always my favourite. The characters were enchanting.
Dancing teapots.
Dancing teapots and cups. Don't forget the cups. Don't forget Chip. He's a very important character. But just everything about Beauty and the Beast was just so quintessentially Disney for me. The animation was on point. The characters were in depth. They were amazing. There was a really... in-depth backstory to it as well, and it was just, the whole thing was enchanting. The symbolism of the rose, I mean, I could go on and on and on about how much I love Beauty and the
Beast,
but you don't want to hear it
anymore.
That's fine.
He's wearing Mickey Mouse ears for no...
I'm getting into the swing of it. I am getting into the spirit of Disney. And sorry, after this terror attack, I think I want to do something fun for a change. Is that so bad?
Listen to that. He's putting the country to rights, one Disney film at a time. It's Josh.
Thank you.
Work experience punditry, the most relentlessly upbeat person we've ever met. Thank you, Josh.
And I'll see you on Tuesday.
Really?
Yep. Music.
Right, he likes it all. Right, but it's show tunes. So, thank you, Josh. After 3 o'clock, it will be. After 3 o'clock, there is going to be the big debate, of course. We bring you live music, speaking of music, in the last half an hour of the show. And a man called Con. Hello, Con.
Hello.
Will be in a lift, reading out the texts and tweets we get from the haters as that lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Con Descending. You're listening to Talk Radio. It's just coming up to 3 o'clock.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday, every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now, with a huge range of trade products and brands at low trade prices. Grab a copy for your van in one of our 290 stores nationwide today. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
Great news, Mrs. Wilkes. For her first swimming lesson, she did very well. Didn't you, Josie?
Yes, I swam all on my own, Mummy.
Good girl. And does she also learn the reverse 1.5 somersaults in the pike position?
Like getting your money's worth? Grab a tasty double cheeseburger. Just $1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
Jet2 Holidays offer so much more than just a holiday. It's 2 to 5-star hotels. It's transfers, a rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage included. It's daily flights to amazing destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga, and Mallorca. It's the holiday you've always wanted. And new from this summer, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Atoll Protect. Subject to availability and conditions.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fixed the car like a hero shop.
Did you know premium bonds have been around for 60 years? I recently won £100 in the monthly prize draw. I was off to the bank to deposit my prize warrant when my granddad came over. You know you can do all that online nowadays, he chuckled. And he was right. I now manage my premium bonds online. And I've chosen to have my winnings paid straight into my bank account. It's so much faster. You can too by visiting nsandi.com. Premium bonds, making people smile for 60 years.
Don't miss our trade exclusive 1 week only catalogue launch deals, like 10% off all tiling, flooring, and Leyland trade paint. See in store or online for more. Hurry, offers end Sunday, 26th of March. Trade Point, trade brands, trade prices, trade only. Trade
Point! Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up here from a man who met the Westminster attacker. £500,000 raised for the family of murdered PC. And Marine A sentencing is postponed.
Talk Radio.
Prince Charles has thanked hospital staff for helping victims of the Westminster Tower attack. Four people died and more than 50 were injured on Wednesday. Some of the last people to speak to Khalid Massoud before he went to London to kill them in an attack in Westminster, so he's very polite. Sabir Toomey is the manager of Brighton's Preston Park Hotel, where he stayed the night before.
It is very shocking because these days you don't know who's the bad ones and the good ones, so he stayed with us twice. He was normal guest, friendly. We never thought anything of him. He was just like any other guest.
The attacker's birth name was Adrian Russell Adjo. Detectives are trying to work out if he acted alone, was inspired by terrorist propaganda, or if he had support. 11 people have now been arrested, with 10 still in custody. London's Mayor Sadiq Khan has been praising crews.
Emergency services ran towards danger to help, whilst encouraging others to run for safety. And day in, day out, the ambulance service, medics, emergency services, including the police, work their socks off. And it's right and proper that we say thank you to them on behalf of Londoners and visitors too.
A Just Giving page set up to raise money for the family of PC Keith Palmer has passed the £500,000 mark. In other news, a decision on the new sentence for Royal Marine Alexander Blackman has been delayed till Tuesday. His conviction for killing a Taliban fighter in Afghanistan has been reduced from murder to manslaughter on the grounds of diminished responsibility. And the number of tourists visiting the UK rose at its fastest rate in 7 years in the 3 months to January. Official figures show 2.9 million foreign visitors came during that time. That's an increase of 22% compared to the same period the year before. The number's gone up since the drop in the value of the pound after Brexit.
Talk Radio national weather.
Bright and sunny for most.
I wasn't ready.
Yeah, you're out the room.
I always popped out there.
I know. Bright and sunny for most, but a breeze affecting some southern areas in northern Scotland. Highs of 13 degrees.
Thank you. There's more. In half an hour.
Mm.
And, of course, it's bonus news today because Victoria will bring us
mineral news. This is because Victoria's news bulletins are shorter than they used to be, of course, and she still gets paid the same, so contractually she really has to make the time up. It's only right and proper. Animal news, vegetable news and mineral news. Today's the turn of mineral news, but it's special. Did you call it winning mineral news?
Mineral news.
Later on. And hear what happened to Victoria last night.
It's not that interesting. You're very suggestive.
In 25 minutes' time. Thank you, Victoria. Now here's Ben. No, it's not Ben.
No, not Ben.
Ben's on a stag weekend. Instead, it's Pete Abbott. It's Pat Abbott. He's got the pre-recorded sport that's today live from a tickle fight that gets out of hand.
I'm Pete Abbott. Chris Smalling has been ruled out of England's World Cup qualifier with Lithuania on Sunday. The defender's been replaced in the squad by Middlesbrough's Ben Gibson, who could make his debut in the game. Gary Cahill, who was captain in Wednesday's friendly defeat to Germany, is suspended for the match at Wembley. Wales captain Ashley Williams says the whole squad are focused on beating the Republic of Ireland in Dublin tonight. Having drawn their last three World Cup qualifiers, the Euro 2016 semi-finalists find themselves third in Group D. Tottenham's Dele Alli has been given a three-match European club ban by UEFA. The midfielder has been suspended after getting sent off in their Europa League draw with Ghent at Wembley last month. Meanwhile, Arsenal have been fined £4,300 by UEFA after a supporter ran onto the pitch in their Champions League defeat to Bayern Munich. And in Formula One, Lewis Hamilton says he's relieved his Mercedes car improved from testing to help him dominate the opening two practice sessions ahead of Sunday's Australian Grand Prix. The three-time world champion set the quickest time in Melbourne earlier today. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much. That's Pete Abbott there with the sports news. Well, live, yes, as I say, from a tickle fight that's got crazily out of control. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Right, hello, good afternoon. It is, yes. So, Comic Relief today, of course, and we are taking your suggestions as to what you can't be asked to do for Comic Relief. Now, this, of course, is for those of us who think, yeah, Comic Relief, very good cause, I'll do something, and then you sort of forget or just can't really be bothered and you just lose track of the day and it's all gone. And that way, Comic Relief have lost some money due to your apathy and laziness. But how much money and what was it that you haven't done for them? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Where's the reverse totaliser up to, Cornelius, at the moment?
We're currently on £305.20.
Well done. That's
but
how yes.
I've decided not to donate my show fee for today.
Yeah.
So it's £307.20.
Hey. So, what aren't you doing for Comic Relief? As we've already heard, Laura baked 20 cakes this morning. She said she was going to sell those for Comic Relief, but due to an hereditary fat gene, who is, she says, her aunt Jean, between them, they sat and ate the lot in the kitchen, thus raising no money or helping Comic Relief at all. That came in, of course. Hi, John. I was planning on donating 20% of my profits on all of my sales over the next 2 months to Comic Relief. Unfortunately, I'm a drug dealer and yesterday was arrested as part of a countrywide sting operation. No. Thus, I will be donating nothing to Comic Relief. Blame the police.
What a shame.
So keep those coming in, 87222.
Start your message with the word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And now it's time for the big debate. This week, then, Princess Anne disagreed with her own brother, Prince Charles, didn't she? Do you remember this from the news in the week? She said GM crops were a good thing. Now, Prince Charles hates GM crops, saying that they are an environmental disaster. But Princess Anne has said that they are something she would be willing to consider to grow on her own estate. She doesn't think they're a bad thing at all. Now, there's an irony here somewhere, of course, given that this is an argument about the addition of outside genes to a group to make it better. This is an argument between two people who are the products of centuries of inbreeding. So there is an irony there. There are those who say, of course, that we should genetically modify the royal family, calling for the next generation of them to be grown on special farms where they're fed on ermine and publicly subsidised castles until they become strong enough to wave. Yet others argue that a royal family in its natural state is best, misshapen and organic rather than uniform. Indeed, last time one of the royal family got involved with a uniform, it was Prince Harry in that Nazi one. So what's the answer? Do we want the next royal baby to be genuinely genetically modified, or should royals be left free to dad dance in the breeze like Prince William on that video the other day? On the line, I've got Herman, who's called in to talk. Hello, Herman. Good afternoon, Herman.
Hello, John.
Hi, Herman. How
me, Herman.
Hello, Herman.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Herman. Is it you, Herman?
Yeah, it's me. It's Herman.
Thank you, Herman.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I've got you now. Thanks, Herman.
Okay.
Now, I understand that you have simply become so fed up that you are now calling for a ban.
Yeah.
But you want a ban on things being banned. You want to see a ban on bans. So, you're saying ban bans.
Ban the ban.
Right.
Is like it Susie Q said. Remember her?
No. Is it the last... Is it the
no
last...
One does.
Is it the last ban, then? I mean, you're calling for a ban on bans, but to ban bans, you're going to have to bring in a ban.
Yeah.
So is it...
Ban them.
Yes, but is it... But yeah. It is a ban. Do you not see how this is sort of hypocritical?
No.
No?
No. Well, let me make some sort of argument.
Go on.
If we get rid of bans, you get rid of the stigma surrounding bankers. They just become curs.
Yeah.
Far more descriptive. And bananas just become arnas. So you might say to your wife, John, do you want to eat my arnas? You know, it works.
Yes, I suppose it does. Let me bring in... Let's stay on the line for me. Because it's interesting... No,
who,
do...
Who is it?
Stay there.
Are you bringing in?
I'm bringing in Professor Hugo Shatwell. Good afternoon, Professor Shatwell. Yeah, thank you for calling Talk Radio. Now, you've heard...
Do you want to eat John's arnas?
I have eaten John's arnas many times, if that's what you want to call it. And it's always been very fulfilling.
Yeah. Well, look, this is the point, though, isn't it? I do, we know, as you know, as people who phone Talk Radio, everyone who phones Talk Radio...
Hang on, let me finish. All right.
Everyone who phones Talk Radio gets sent a banana. That's a fact, right? That's fine.
Yeah.
But, obviously, if we ban bans, they're just arnas. That's fine. Professor Hugo Shatwell has called many times. He's had many of my arnas. Now, listen...
Yeah, because it's kind of a commentary on the listeners of Talk Radio being a bunch of monkeys.
Right.
It's
now,
a social commentary.
Now, let me just... You've had your say, Herman.
Yeah, you've had, yeah.
Right? Professor Shatwell has not. Professor Shatwell, Herman is calling for a ban on bans without seemingly seeing the irony of a ban being a ban. Do you think we need to keep bans?
We need to ban. That's what we need to do.
Yep.
Look, I like bans.
Yep.
I like bans. I have always been in favour of them since this smoking ban.
Yeah.
Which I have to declare an interest in being. My sister runs a company that manufactures vertical wall mounted ashtrays. But look. They're bans. I do a lot of work with the RNIBD.
What does that remind us?
At the Royal National Institute of the Blind Drunk. And while our members often have to endure bans from local hostelries, horse racing grounds, one member of Cajun Blind Ball, it does actually do them a service because it can be the catalyst to their recovery, John and Herman. And incidentally... No one ever does anything to deal with people who are deaf drunk. It's always the blind drunk. Now, I worked with a young man who was deaf drunk, and I said to him, look, you need a good hard kick up the backside.
Yeah.
But he was deaf drunk, he misheard me, and he ended up with a good hard kick.
Yes, leave that.
Well,
right,
they're married now. They're married now and they're very happy.
Fine. Herman.
It's all about the honest. Yes?
There we go. Right. So, listen, that is. So, you're saying ban bans.
Ban bans.
One of my problems is that these bans are always misguided. It's like the Transport Safety Authority in America has just banned electronic devices on flight.
That's right.
because we're all terrified when we get on there's going to be an incident. We all know what I'm talking about, children.
Yeah.
But, you know, now you're going to have these annoying, whiny idiots whining for 3 hours on a flight.
Yeah.
And I think anyone that listens to you regularly, John, will know that that's something we don't want.
Right. You, again, these are very valid points. Let's...
of course, may I just...
No, you may not, because I want to bring...
I had a very happy time. When I was young, there was none of this tablet nonsense. I would spend a very happy afternoon sucking on Anna.
Now, let's look at the history of this, right? Because it's I think it's interesting, right? About how well it is, isn't it? Because yes.
Good. Well, I'll be the judge. You say and then I'll tell you if it's interesting.
I don't want to now.
Okay.
How wide should a ban be? Right? Now put a number on that for me because that'll give us an idea of what we're talking about. How wide should a ban be? Between 12 wide.
Yeah, 12 wide.
What about you, Professor Shatwell, just out of interest?
637,640,000.
Right, see, you're calling for a much wider ban, aren't you?
Yeah.
Right? Whereas Herman, isn't as wide as that. Interestingly.
No. I think it's wrong.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Yeah. Professor Shatwell, you're nodding your hair and face.
Well, I'd like to ask Herman, what if he gets a cold and has to introduce himself, does he just call himself Her? Huh? Herman. If he has a cold.
But let me work. Put this to you, sir.
Put it wherever you want.
John's
I'm getting looked at in the street now.
is banned from literary... His book is banned from literary festivals on the grounds of taste.
Yeah.
For the same reason it's banned from food festivals.
Yeah, but
it's any more palatable as dinner than it is as literature. But I believe in free speech, even smutty or poorly roted.
Right.
So, you know...
Do you think bans... Look, I mentioned I wanted to talk about the history of this, but do you think bans... just interesting about... Yes, I know.
Interesting.
Do you think bans...
Yes.
Right. Are they man-made, in your opinion, or part of the Earth's natural cycle, bans?
Well, is that one for the professor?
Yes, I think you did first, yes.
Well, thank you very much. On my course in the University of Wolverhampton North, or wherever it is, when I teach prehistoric sexuality, banning was very, very common there. If a tribe member misbehaved, for example, inserting an anus somewhere they shouldn't have, they would be excommunicated from the tribe, and quite right too.
Yeah.
And that led, of course, to the factionalization, splintering of tribes, migration, northwards, and then you had white people, and then look at the...
No one knows what you're talking about now.
No one knows.
Wait a minute. Where do you stand on... I want to go down... we're talking about banning bans, but I want to zone in on some of the specifics. Where are you on keys? Would you ban keys? Yes.
Well,
no.
Depends where you were. On the moon, I would.
On the moon. That's my point, yeah.
Yeah.
So you'd ban Ki Moon?
Yeah, definitely ban Ki Moon.
Right, interesting. Would you ban Ki Moon, Professor Shaw?
I just have one, thank you.
Right, good.
Just the one before I came on air. I get angry, and you know what happens?
Could you...
When I get angry,
We've seen all this before.
Here we go.
In the 80s, Mary Whitehouse.
Yeah, go on.
She banned DJs like John from saying what they wanted.
Yes.
It's wrong.
Yeah. But are you... Let's be clear. You're calling for a ban on bans. You want to ban bans. And Professor Shatwell, you say ban bans.
Yeah, ban.
Right.
No, that's stupid. You sound like an idiot. Ban.
And if I can just say, if Mary Whitehouse, who's actually a family friend, if she was alive today, John, she would have licked you.
Have you heard about these trials they're doing in Sweden?
Yeah, they've banned the trials in Sweden. They're not doing them anymore.
That's exactly right. And they've also banned everything with the word ban at the front. And this is where we came into the argument, because of the Arnas. Things that are banned in Sweden, bangles. For instance, they've just got gulls now. They're fine. But if they
probably
call,
sound better the confusion, as a trio music group as well, gulls rather than bangles.
Yeah, the problem has come, of course, is that they want to ban the band part of bangles, but by saying that word, it sounds like they want to ban gulls, which they don't.
So it's become... Yeah. You can see how the confusion arises, can't you?
I think it's all getting very confusing.
Banoffee,
you're right, John.
Banoffee pie.
Yeah.
No one in Sweden is allowed to go to Bangladesh anymore.
Quite right.
And certainly not Bangkok. I mean, they've taken the ban off that, and it's unbroadcastable. Mm. Anyway...
But surely, John, isn't this all just tur?
It is tur, yes. You're right.
Look, I think it's more arl.
Welcome to Speech Radio. So, you are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. That's a big debate. Interesting, isn't it? There's Herman calling for a ban on bans. He wants to ban bans. Professor Hugo Shatwell wants to ban bans. What do you want to ban? Do you want to ban bans or ban bans? Or do you want to ban on banning bans? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Do we even need things to be banned anymore, really, in post Brexit Britain? It's 2017. We've got puncture repair kits now and salad. Why do we need bans? Get in touch. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. And that is the big debate.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Alice's peacemaking cupcakes.
I've never been good at saying sorry. I just had a massive row with my stepmom. It was awful. I said some things I didn't really mean, and I wasn't very nice. So, I'm making my caramel cupcakes. She loves caramel. We both do. And I suppose nothing says sorry like a chocolate cupcake, filled with caramel and sprinkled with extra chocolate.
Find Alice's peacemaking cupcake recipe online or in-store. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
When you're building a great business, only one thing really matters. People. And for the best people, you need the job site used by more UK candidates than any other. Find your people today at Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Did you know premium bonds have been around for 60 years? I recently won £100 in the monthly prize draw. I was off to the bank to deposit my prize warrant when my granddad came over. You know you can do all that online nowadays, he chuckled. And he was right. I now manage my premium bonds online, and I've chosen to have my winnings paid straight into my bank account. It's so much faster. You can too by visiting nsandi.com. Premium bonds, making people smile for 60 years.
And it's all change in the new season of Formula One on Channel 4. With new rules, faster cars, wider tyres, louder engines, fresh rivalries, quicker laps and closer races.
Race into the unknown. Formula One starts this weekend on Channel 4.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In March, we've got 10 litres of Dulux Trade Super Matte White Emulsion for only £24.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting off in Essex, it's looking slow due to an accident on the M11 northbound between junctions 8 and 9, but all lanes have now been reopened. In Berkshire, it's looking slow as well due to another accident on the M4 westbound between junctions 8 and 10. In Staffordshire, we've got severe delays and a road closed due to emergency repairs on the M6 in both directions between junctions 14 and 15. Congestion is all the way to junction 3, and on the M1, there's one lane closed and slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle that's southbound at junction 24.
Currys PC World bring you the latest innovation in laundry from AEG to help you look after your favourite clothes. AEG's world-first soft water technology is designed to keep your colours vibrant, wash after wash, week after week. The new AEG washing machines help you care for the clothes you love the most from only £4.99 with a 5-year guarantee on selected models. And with our free next-day delivery and installation, the care starts tomorrow. At Currys PC World, we start with you. Delivery subject to availability, order before 9 p.m. Existing connections required.
Jerry. You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave.
Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show right here only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show this Saturday from midnight only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So a lot of your reactions coming in, as you'd expect, to today's big debate. Do we need bans? Now, there are bans wherever you look, of course. People have banned, if you read the Daily Mail anyway, they banned Christmas, haven't they? The Muslims or something, probably, says the Mail. Easter, that's banned as well. Burkas banned. Liquid, but hair banned. Butter, all of it. Bans, banned, aren't they? Banjos. Banisters, Crash Bandicoot, all of it banned. Do we need bans? There was Herman saying that he's calling for a ban on bans, and Professor Shoutwell there saying that he wanted to ban bans. And I said to you, what do you think, really? We've got puncture repair outfits now and salad. Why do we need bans? You've been getting in touch in your wands, Cornelius.
Yes, lots coming in. John, it's pronounced barn. Thanks for that. Oh,
from a farmer.
That's, yeah. He's also just sent another text. It's pronounced salad. John, what about the children of Banbury?
Yes.
They'll have to be moved to Bury, which is not a nice place. That's coming from someone who doesn't live in Bury. Thank you very much for that.
That's great. I keep your reactions coming in 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk. Already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, of course, it's Song Request Friday.
Of course. Well,
yes. By the way, Cornelius.
Oh, what?
You've got to go to the lift now. Out of the door, off to the lift with you, the lift that travels downwards through the building. For condescending is on the way. A man, Con, hello.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
It will be in the lift, reading out the haters' texts and tweets very shortly as it travels downwards. It's a feature we call condescending. The whole thing is basically wordplay. He's on the way out there now with the haters' hates before he... Well, as he gets there, it's Song Request Friday. On Radio 2, they have All Request Friday. They play songs as requests. That's what Simon Mayo lazily does on a Friday, because it means he doesn't have to do any actual work. However, we've sort of half copied it. We can't play music because we're a speech radio station, but we can play speeches and talks for you. So get your requests in. Hi guys, it's my stag do this weekend, and 30 of us lads, oi oi, it's actually written that, are on our way to Skeggy to tear it up. I've packed my passport and a pair of tights. If I don't wake up on a boat tomorrow, John, I'll be disappointed. Please, could you play for us as we travel up to Skeggy? We're in a minibus. Roger Anderson's TED Talk, Telephone Spam Scam Problem. Bring in the robots so we can honk it along. I'll honk along to it on the M1. Well, that means regards from Denzel from Washington. Well, Denzel from Washington, of course we can play that for you. You have a good weekend now. For you, Roger Anderson's TED Talk. It's Song Request Friday.
Why is telemarketing such a problem today, right? Because phones have been around for 140 years. So why now is this such a problem? Well, economics really is the reason why, right? It's now possible to have 30 people sitting in a room anywhere in the world calling into the United States all day long, okay? That wasn't possible 20 years ago. Now, thanks to voice over IP and the internet and all of that, and it's possible now to do that, technology and economics. The other issue is caller ID manipulation, okay? We all think of caller ID manipulation as spoofing, which is true. Caller IDs can be manipulated by the telephone system offering the call needs to be able to set the caller ID. It's very necessary technology for the call forwarding and call find me, follow me features.
There it was. That's especially for Denzel in Washington. He's on a stag do this weekend, and he's on his way to, quote, Skeggy to tear it up. Well done. Right, if you've got a request, of course, here's the number for some request Friday, 87222.
Start your message with a word talk. Stay a message with a word talk.
No. Twitter.
Stay a message with any word you like.
Thank you. That's Marta there. Because Cornelius should be in a lift. Why is he in a lift? Ask me why he's in a lift.
Why is he in a lift?
Because the hater's gonna hate. That's why he's in a lift. The haters, of course, hanging out on the social media, aren't they? Trolling anyone they can. We get a lot of abuse and hate on this programme, I can tell you that. some say deserved. Mostly the haters, in fact. But what we do rather than ignore the hate that we get or report it or delete it, what, we'll block it? No, we encourage it. What we do is we print it off, we give it to Cornelius, Con. He takes it to the lift, he reads it out loud as it travels downwards through the building. It's 5 days' worth of abuse from you. Thank you very much indeed. And he should be in the lift now. Cornelius, can you hear me in the lift now?
Yes, hello. Hello. Of course I am. Hello. You moron, you. In the lift. I've of course changed the radio because everyone's hung over here. They don't want to listen to Talk Sport. So I've put this on.
Wow. What's that? What's that this week?
It's Chris Country. Okay. Never heard of it. No. Let's begin. Right, push all the buttons. This show is the worst thing I've ever heard, and I have a The Wanted album, says Danny. Claire said, never before listening to a radio show have I longed for the adverts. Just turn off, Claire. It's such a shame that shows like this can still be broadcast in this day and age, said some lefty. Dear John, I used to listen to your show a lot, but I must say I think it's gone downhill a bit. Cornelia seems to have got a lot less funnier and a lot more annoying. Thank you, that was Patrick there for that. If my kids refuse to do their homework, says Sean, I just say to them, why don't you just stay down here and listen to John Holmes' podcast with me instead? They've never missed a homework deadline, thank you. Yes, let's go for this one from Michelle, who says, John, you're so short, you use a stepladder to get onto a full-size ladder. I like that one, thank you. Hi, guys, come in. Ah, oh, excellent news. Joining us on Condescending Live on Talk Radio is not only it's Tanya Snuggs off of the show last week, but it is the IRN award-winning Newsreader of the Year, Robin Schoenhofer. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Con. How you doing?
I'm good, cheers. Just while we're in the lift, can we get... this is Chris Country Radio.
Okay. It's not working
very well. Nah, it's fine. It's Talk Radio, so it doesn't have to. How was the awards last night?
The awards were brilliant, and I can say that I'm a little bit jaded today.
Excellent. Jaded. Can you read out this insult that we have to the show from Liam Bristol on Twitter? It's about yesterday's show, actually.
Okay. Listening to you trying to be serious is much funnier than your normal show.
Thank you very much, Lee in Bristol. Tanya, do you want to have a go at reading one?
Sure.
What about this one here?
This show seems to have much more of a Friday feeling. Is it because Cass isn't there?
Thank you. Yeah, because you guys know Cass, so you find that... Finally, this came in on Wednesday, a particular point in the show, which I think we all know. Dear John, it takes 3 years to become a trained and qualified journalist, not one news bulletin. Get off the air, you idiot. Back to you, John.
Thank you very much. And there's Cornelius in the lift because the haters are going to... All right, and if you hate me personally, or this show in general, or any of the people that work on it, don't be backwards in coming forwards. Let us know. You can text us your hate, 87222.
Start your message with a wet talk.
And then add some hate on the end. Or you can tweet your hate at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And then put some hate on that as well. Or you can have a go at me personally if you want it at John Holmes 1. At J-O-N-H-O-L-M-E-S and the number 1. John Holmes 1 on Twitter. Just put some hate on it. It's fine. And you could well get into next week's Condescending on Talk Radio. Right, live music on the way in the next half an hour from our busker session today, as Jacob, that's right, will be joining us, and he'll be playing some tunes and, you know, having a chat. It's what we do on a Friday. It's how we like to go into the weekend. Just after 3:30, though, and here with news, then bonus news, it's Victoria.
Talk Radio.
Prince Charles has visited victims of the Westminster terror attack in hospital. A total of 11 people have been arrested as part of the police investigation, which is trying to discover if Khalid Massoud worked alone or if he had support. Scotland Yard's top anti-terror officer, Mark Rowley, is appealing for any information about the 52-year-old, who also went by the name of Adrian Russell Adjo.
Whilst there is still no evidence of further threats, you will understand our determination is to find out if either he acted totally alone, inspired by perhaps terrorist propaganda, or if others have encouraged, supported, or directed him.
In just over 24 hours, a fundraising campaign for the family of murdered police officer Keith Palmer has raised more than £560,000. Three people have been arrested after the death of a baby in Preston. Emergency services were called to a house yesterday morning, but the 19-month-old girl died in hospital. And a decision on the new sentence for a Royal Marine who shot dead an injured Taliban fighter in Afghanistan will be announced next week. Alexander Blackman was originally found guilty of murder, but his conviction was downgraded last week on the grounds of diminished responsibility. The court-martial appeal court says the 42-year-old will be sentenced for manslaughter on Tuesday. The weather, bright and sunny for most, but a breeze affecting some southern areas and northern Scotland. Highs of 13 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
Yes.
Isn't there, Victoria?
Yes.
Because it's time for bonus news. Victoria has to make the time up, of course, because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be, and she gets paid the same. We bring you animal news. We bring you vegetable news. We bring you mineral news. Today, it's mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
It's winning.
Mineral news.
Remix.
Mineral news. Mineral news.
So last night, Talk Radio actually won something.
I don't believe this.
It happened. I was there.
Talk Radio won something.
Yep. So our US...
Was it a 5-metre swimming certificate? What was it?
No, actually, it was pretty good.
Was it?
So our US election special won the best news special or feature prize at the IRN Awards.
Very well done, everyone.
Yeah.
Were you part of that, Victoria?
Well...
Or did you just go a lot...
We all were. I booked The Magician.
That's
no,
true.
Your bit wasn't it?
I did balloon animal things.
Yeah.
Can I just say, that was the inauguration, and that wasn't part of this. This was the actual overnight coverage, which I wasn't really involved in.
Right, so what were
but
you doing
But my voice
there?
Was in the entry, like three words.
Literally three words.
Did you go to the awards because your three words of yours...
Yeah.
Were any of them pronounced correctly?
Yes, because they were pre-recorded.
What three words, what magical three words got you an award?
Electors.
Trump has
won. No. Electors.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember.
I mean, unbelievable.
Also, what's this got to do with minerals?
Mineral news.
Because they won gold.
Mineral news.
They won gold at the
Mineral News
Awards.
Yeah. So do you want to hear what the judges said about it? So, the judges described the entry as a fast-paced, informative and gripping take on the event, which captured the excitement and drama of the night.
Well, they could have been talking about that.
No, because I've listened to the entry in full and you're not in it once. Yeah. Although Jake Yap is.
Oh, Jake Yap's on tonight.
And the two mics.
From 7 till 10.
He is, that's right.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And Dibble's in it a lot.
Dibble. Did Jake Yap go to the awards?
No.
Did the two mics go?
Any of us could have gone. They opened up a ballot for the station to go that no one entered.
Basically, it was just...
Apart from Victoria.
No, I didn't have to. I was invited because I'm part of the news team.
Right.
So anyway...
Well, anyway, look, also, congratulations, Victoria.
Thanks.
Three words got you what?
So, we get a glass award, but also the winners get a Sky News... a Sky subscription for 12 months.
So who's going to get that? You're getting free Sky for 12
months. For three
months.
Words?
It's not just me, though, Dibble and Rachel.
What? They're just handing them out. I would have gone if I'd known that.
What the bloody hell?
I was drinking with Johnny Gould last night.
And Robin got one because she won Newsreader of the Year.
For what?
For reading the news.
Well,
it's just reading words out.
Evidently quite hard.
Yeah, but really easy.
So last night, our award was one of the first ones to be announced, and Big Boss Denny missed it.
Of course he did. Of course he did. We're out of music, by the way.
I know. Do you want to start again?
Yeah.
Mineral news.
So yeah, Big Boss Denny left too late.
Yeah,
I think he thought the start time was half an hour.
Right.
After it actually was.
Yeah.
So the big moment, he missed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. That's, you know, well done, even though it's nothing to do with you. But it's fine, well done.
But I got to go on the stage.
And something else happened there, didn't it?
So to set the scene, we're in this nice plush cinema at Sky News. And so you had to...
No expense spared.
And so everyone's in the seats, which...
are tiered. And so we were sat about halfway up. So that meant we had to go downstairs to the stage and then go up a couple of steps onto the stage. And so everyone's looking at us and I fall down the stairs.
Like Meryl Streep and Jennifer Lawrence before you.
At least that's good company, right?
But the difference, no, it is good company, but there's a big difference between you and Meryl Streep and Jennifer Lawrence.
What's that?
Is that when they won awards, they were in the entry.
I was so, in the entry, three words.
Yeah, but Jennifer Lawrence probably won an award for more than three words in a film.
Well, maybe. The three words was so great.
You can't even remember them.
Well, I think I said electors twice.
That's two words.
No, but it was played. Also, when they played out the clip of the entry, my bit was included. So that was quite nice.
It's the first time I've ever heard the words good company used in this building.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow. So if anyone wants to see any pictures from that event, they're on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bloggers.
Oh, that really is niche now.
P-O-U-R-N-E.
That is the worst clickbait I've ever heard of.
Dibble looks really silly in the picture.
Silly Dibble.
Sibble. Is there any more
mineral news?
Is there any more?
I mean, do you want some?
Not really.
I've got three other stories.
Do we have to run out of time, look?
Well, we don't have to talk about them.
Can you do it, like, very briefly?
I'll tell you what, do three words.
Three words.
One from each of the three stories.
Special.
Yes.
Olympics.
Yes.
Model.
Okay, fine.
And they're different stories.
And that's a journalist
it
picking
sounds
out
like
three
one
random
story.
Words.
One of the stories was about the Special Olympics.
Okay.
Because that's underway at the moment in Austria, the winter ones.
Isn't it called the Paralympics?
No, this is different.
It's different, yeah.
What's special about it?
So this is for a sporting event for people with intellectual disabilities, John.
And that's called the Special... I thought you couldn't use that word anymore.
No, this is an actual event which is happening.
In Australia?
No, right, Austria, because it's the winter one.
Right.
And we even have some British people taking part. We've got two twin girls.
Have we now?
Oh, yeah.
Best of luck to them.
Yeah, good luck. I don't think they've competed yet.
I know. I imagine they'll be contributing to their trophy far more than you do to yours.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome. Victoria there with Winneral News.
That's Pitabit.
Winneral News.
Oh, yeah, Pitabit. He does the sport.
I bet he got bloody Sky subscription as well.
He did.
Just sitting near them.
Yeah. Right, okay. Next on the programme, live music. It's Live Music Friday. We've been out on the streets and we have found a performer, found a musician. He'll be in doing a couple of songs for us to take us into the weekend. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now, with a huge range of trade products and brands at low trade prices. Grab a copy for your van in one of our 290 stores nationwide today. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! At 8:30pm on Saturday the 25th of March, millions of people across the world are coming together for WWF's Earth Hour. And it all begins with the flick of a switch. 1 hour where the world turns off their lights. 1 hour to show your support for our beautiful planet. 1 hour that connects us all. Sign up now and join hundreds of millions around the world for WWF's Earth Hour. Saturday, the 25th of March at 8:30pm. Search WWF to find out more.
eBay has every kind of part to help your car pass its MOT.
Son, come and have a look at the car. There's a few things I've fixed ahead of its MOT. I've topped up the washer bottle.
Screen wash.
I've replaced the wipers.
Windscreen wipers.
I've sorted the indicators.
Light bulbs.
And press that.
Horns. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of parts and accessories to help you get your car MOT ready. The ultimate pass your MOT first time shop.
Britain, it's March. A month where the most exciting things to happen are grey skies, spring showers and Crufts. So if you're sitting inside dreaming about April, then snap out of it. Because EE has mega deals in store throughout March. Save £180 on a super fast 4G SIM and get 20 gigabytes for just $19.99 per month. Chop chop, These offers won't last forever. March in store now for even more Mega March deals.
Offer ends 4th of April 2017. Minimum term applies. Other terms apply. See ee.co.uk.
Right now, at the perfume shop, save £13 off the RRP on a 30ml bottle of Paco Rabanne Lady Million, just £29.99. Visit us in-store or shop online at theperfumeshop.com. The Perfume Shop, 25 years of making perfect scents for Mother's Day. Offer while stocks last, valid from the 23rd to the 26th of March.
Don't miss our trade-exclusive, one-week-only catalogue launch deals, like 10% off all tiling, flooring and Leyland trade paint. See in-store or online for more. Hurry, offers end Sunday 26th of March. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, this Friday afternoon in Buckinghamshire, there's queuing traffic and two lanes closed. That's because of an accident involving a lorry and a car on the M1 southbound between junctions 14 and 13. Moving on to Warwickshire now, there's one lane closed and heavy traffic. That's because of a broken down vehicle on the M40 southbound. That's between junctions 12 and 11. And finally, in Staffordshire, there's severe delays and a road closed due to emergency repairs on the M6. That's in both directions between junctions 14 and 15. Congestion is all the way to junction 13.
Currys PC World bring you the latest innovation in laundry from AEG to help you look after your favourite clothes. AEG's world-first soft water technology is designed to keep your colours vibrant, wash after wash, week after week. The new AEG washing machines help you care for the clothes you love the most from only £4.99 with a 5-year guarantee on selected models. And with our free next-day delivery and installation, the care starts tomorrow. At Currys PC World, we start with you. Delivery subject to availability, order before 9 p.m. Existing connections required.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artistes unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jake Yap there. Jake Yap with you tonight on Talk Radio from 7 o'clock as well. Right, I promised you live music. It's what we do on a Friday. We go out onto the streets and we drag live music in off the streets. We've done it today. The live music today is called Jacob. Hello, Jacob.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you, though?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good. So, listen, this is what we do on Friday. We go out, because we keep it real, Jacob, if I'm honest with you, right? Because it's all very well. Downstairs, you will have passed it on the way in Virgin Radio.
Yes.
Right? It's all very well them having, you know, you, me at six in playing, isn't it? All that, you know, the people like that. But we go, no, we're going to the roots of music, Jacob.
Okay.
And that is the streets, as far as. Not, I don't mean the streets like the band, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, like the actual physical streets. And that's you, because you perform outdoors, you bus, because you're a singer songwriter, a musician. So, how long have you been doing it, and where do you do it?
How long have I been playing? I've been playing since I was about 20 years. I'm 26 now,
okay.
So about 20 years. And I mainly busk in Brighton.
Yeah.
A bit in London, but mainly in Brighton, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. And when you've done both, is Brighton, do you find, because obviously both be big on tourists, but London's a bigger city, what's your footfall like? How does it compare?
I mean, obviously more in London, apart from maybe in the summer days in Brighton you get quite a bit, but it's a lot of great buskers in Brighton as well as London.
Yeah, and is the scene that in, because when we talk to the buskers, I say we do it every Friday, we talk a lot about the London scene because that's mostly where we find people, but we do like to spread the net wide occasionally, which we've done with you. And in terms of just the I don't know, the feeling of busker community, because we get a sense in London that it's quite well organised, isn't it? It's quite well operated.
Yeah.
Everyone knows each other.
Yeah.
And we've had very good recommendations from people we've had in to get the next people in. Mm. Is the same sort of community spirit between musicians in Brighton? Is that a similar thing?
Definitely, yeah. Because there's so many bands there, so much live music there. So everyone that's playing in bands on the weeknight will probably be busking in the day to make the money to buy drinks for the... Yeah. The gigs at night. So yeah, there's a big community there.
Okay, we're going to hear two songs from you.
Yes.
What are we going to do first?
Many Moons. It's an original.
So this is one of yours.
Yes.
Okay. Is it available anywhere?
Not currently. We'll be in a few days.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're kind of getting a bit of a sort of live scoop of it. All right. Fine. Many Moons.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
many moons have rolled since you went away into the cavalcade that marches through the gate. And all through the night I held my brother tight, and he said goodbye before he closed his eyes. And please won't you wait, and my mind might change, fold in the night and wait to arrive, to arrive. Many moons must wait their turn to arrive. Many moons must wait their turn to arrive before you and I are satisfied. River run, daughters and sons who stole away into the cavalcade, into the devil's maze. And all through the night I held my brother tight, and he said goodbye before he closed his eyes. And please won't you wait, and my mind might change, fall in the night and wait to arrive, to arrive. Many moons must wait their turn to arrive. Many moons must wait their turn to arrive before you and I are satisfied. Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied? Any more satisfied anymore? Many moons must wait their turn to arrive before you and I, before you and I are satisfied.
Yeah!
Superb stuff. Our live music Friday, that's what we do. We drag a busker in from the streets, thereby losing the money. But it's okay, because it's live and it's on the radio. And that was called Many Moons. Jacob March is the man's name. Jacob, where would we find you online? I'm assuming you have an online presence,
yeah, so
in the modern world.
Facebook.com/ Jacob March Music. Or yep. My website's jacobmarch.co.uk.
Okay, and so what, in terms of that song, is that, did you say that was a new one, or is that not kind of an old
one? Yeah, it's
one?
A very new one.
It's
yeah.
a very new one, all right. Yeah, and when you do write songs, because I was thinking about that, because it's always Many Moons, right?
Yeah.
Do you start with the title and go, right, I need to write a song that's got that in it, because you thought of a phrase, or is it completely the other way around?
That one was the other way around, but sometimes. It all depends, like, yeah, I try and write a lot, so... Sometimes you hear something and you like write it down in a pad, and then when you're making some kind of music, you yeah. just have that to go with.
And do you, when you're out performing as well, do you have that thing of dropping your own stuff in the middle of things that you know people will recognise? And is that kind of how it works?
Do you mean?
Once you've got a crowd
In busking?
Yeah, in busking. Yeah.
Yeah, in busking, I generally do originals, which doesn't really make you that.
He's
much.
The poorest busker.
Yeah,
there,
basically. Yeah, but it does get you better for gigs. It makes the songs yeah. kind of more realised when you play them live.
Yeah.
Obviously, if I see a crowd coming, then I might
change it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna hear another one now, yeah. which is a cover. Yeah. So is this from your set? I mean, is this a...
Yeah.
Okay, so what we're we hearing?
I Will Survive.
I Will Survive. Yes. All right, here we go. Jacob March live on Talk Radio. Live music in the afternoon.
first, I was afraid, I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But I spent so many nights wondering how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And now you're by from outer space. I just came in to see that sad look upon your face. I knew I should have changed the locks and made you leave your key. If I'd known for just a second you'd be back to follow me. So go now, go and walk out the door. Don't turn around now, 'cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? You think I crumbled? You think I'll lay down and die? Oh no, not I. I will survive. Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I can stay alive. I got all my life to live and all my love to give. I will survive. And oh, I will survive. Strength not to fall apart. Kept trying hard to mend the pieces of my broken heart. But I spent so many nights feeling sorry for myself. I used to cry, but now I hold my head up high, and you see me as somebody new. I'm not that chained up little person who's still in love with you. So you felt like dropping in. You expect me to be free, but I'm saving all my loving for someone who's loving me. So go now, go and walk out the door. Don't turn around now, you're not welcome anymore. When you're the one who tried to break me with goodbye, do you think I crumble? Do you think I lay down and die? Oh no, not I. Oh, I will survive. Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I can stay alive. I got all my life to live and all my love to give. I will survive. And oh, I will survive. And oh, I will survive.
Like a cover version that does something very different to the original. That's how they all should be done. Jacob, we're out of time, but honestly, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
That was excellent stuff. Remind us of your website again.
JacobMarch.co.uk and Facebook / Jacob March.
Jacob March. There we go. More live music for you next Friday, of course. Now, that's just about it from me. That's just about it from us today, and indeed this week, in what has been, of course, a bit of a tricky event-filled week, some of which I imagine will be reflected upon by Drive Time's Yasmin Khan. Hello.
Hi.
Yasmin.
Hello,
Khan.
John. Hello,
hi,
John.
Yasmin.
Hi,
Yasmin.
Hi, Khan. Hello, John. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Yes, we are going to reflect on it.
Thought you might.
I'd like to be able to, if there's any possible way to look at it in terms of moving forward, and say, I know people, understandably, a lot of people hate religion and hate all religions, but is there a way that actually that could be used as a basis to bring people together? There's a lot of interfaith work and community work that goes on, and people will always, when something like this happens, say, yeah, but what are the Muslim community doing? That's such a loaded statement. What does that mean anyway? What does Muslim community mean? Mm. But actually, they are doing a lot, as are other faith-based groups. So maybe that's the way forward, to bring about a bit of understanding and also separate out the fact that this guy wasn't a Muslim. He was someone who had been radicalised in prison, which is not your average everyday Muslim, obviously. No. So we're going to be reflecting on that. We're also going to be talking about whether the police should be armed, and if that's the case, would we be happy if it's just at certain places, like at the gates of Parliament? I had kind of presumed they were.
I was about to say the same thing. When we, as you know, changed our show completely for the last couple of days, and that was one of the questions we were asking. Because I assumed, like you, like many people, that's just par for the course. Of course there are.
So, you walk past it and you see that.
You see armed policemen. So when the surprise was that an unarmed policeman, brave to do it, went to tackle this guy, but you think, oh, I had no idea.
Neither did I. Apparently, 20, 30 yards behind the gate, they're armed, but I think he was sadly not, he wasn't armed, and I don't think he had a stab vest on either.
That's what we're hearing,
Let's talk about that, you know, because again, would we feel safer? Is it the right thing to do to have armed police in certain places, particularly the seat of power?
We've also become quite used to it now, because it's station. You walk around, you see armed police all the time, don't you? So it's no longer a surprise in that sense. So.
And we're going to talk about that. And also, he's brilliant. Dean Burnett is coming in, a neuroscientist, writer. He's going to come in to do our trending review. He's a great guy. He's coming in. And Friday, for a bit of light relief, like you, we will be talking about music, playing some music. That will happen at 6:30 with Music Review. So all of that coming up.
Has been Khan with you, of course, for Friday Drive. We will be back on Monday, 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes, by the way. It's Talk Radio. Have a good and safe weekend.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.